the regenerativedesign.org website to find out how you can participate. Please stay tuned for the Peter B. Collins Show coming up next after the CBS News. Tell a friend, tomorrow really matters. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joy Colangelo, editor, one of the editorial writers for the Monterey County Herald, will be here. See you then.
Tomorrow matters today. Tomorrow really matters today.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. As Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama slug it out for the presidential nomination, Republicans, including conservatives, may be coalescing around the GOP frontrunner after Mitt Romney pulled out today.
I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
McCain appeared before conservatives who've been actively trying to stop him and told them now they need to unite.
I am proud to be a conservative.
McCain cited a long conservative record.
I have proudly defended my 24-year pro-life record.
But the crowd who'd been told not to boo did just that when he mentioned his support of an immigration bill.
A position which...
illustrating that uniting his party may still be a challenge for McCain. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
Where are conservatives to turn? Mike Huckabee is still in the race. His campaign says he plans to stay in the fight for delegates. Louisiana's primary coming up on Saturday could help him, though the Republicans in Louisiana who talked to CBS News today about that decision said,
I just thought he was the best man for the job. My vote now is going to be for McCain.
If he dropped out, I'm not going to vote for him anymore, so I got to reconsider everything.
So your vote's going to go to McCain now, you think?
Yes.
Economic stimulus is expected to be headed to the White House tomorrow.
On H.R. 5140 as amended, the yeas are 81, the nays are 16. And
the Senate added more seniors and disabled vets to the stimulus list, $167 billion in all. It's about $6 billion more than the House had proposed.
Today's agreement will speed rebate checks to the overwhelming majority of Americans, giving them needed tax relief.
Senator Max Baucus, chairman of the Finance Committee. In the main, it'll mean $600 to $1,200 checks to 100 million American workers making less than $75,000 adjusted gross. The White House says President Bush will support the bill. Gambino mafia family sweep by New York police, the FBI, and Italian authorities in Sicily. 170 pages in the indictment, charges running the crime family gamut.
Well, today's arrest capped one of the biggest organized crime investigations in FBI history. You had 59 members or associates of the Gambino crime family, including the top three bosses, who were rounded up in these pre-dawn raids in New York, Florida, and New Jersey. It really covers about three decades of criminal activity and really reflects the Gambino family's corrosive influence when it comes to organized crime.
That's CBS's Armin Katayan. St. Louis area hospitals say they have been overwhelmed with flu cases, 800 new ones in just the past week. And most people with flu don't go to hospitals. No one knows how many people have it. Health officials say this may be one of the worst flu seasons ever. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 47 points, even though January retail sales numbers were the weakest since 1970. NASDAQ up 14. Oil prices, $88.11 a barrel, up 97 cents. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Fields, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Waterboarding isn't used anymore by the CIA to ask questions. Hasn't been for 5 years, Director Michael Hayden.
My own view, the view of my lawyers and the Department of Justice, it is not certain that that technique would be considered to be lawful under current statute.
As for whether the Attorney General will investigate CIA agents who did use it, Michael Mukasey told House members,
No, I am not, for this reason. whatever was done as part of a CIA program at the time that it was done was the subject of a Department of Justice opinion through the Office of Legal Counsel and was found to be permissible under the law as it existed then.
When Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez moved to take over to nationalize four heavy oil projects owned and operated by other countries and companies, he guaranteed a court fight. And today, ExxonMobil won a court-ordered freeze on $12 billion in Venezuela's assets. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. You know, indoor dust, bacteria, and Smokey the Cat have met their match. Oreck Labs have developed a new professional air purifier with the revolutionary Truman Cell. It's the only air purifier that even removes volatile organic compounds, which are carcinogens, that can come from ordinary household cleaners. For a risk-free trial, call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. And breathe easy the Oreck way.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to a fresh edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. I am situated in San Francisco. Wherever you are, however you happen to receive the Peter B. Collins Show, I'm delighted you're with us. We got only 3 hours to talk about a lot of important stuff. And in this political campaign season, the surprises just keep on coming. Later this hour, Cliff Schechter will check in. He's the guy who ran the website, therealmccain.com. Had a book in the works, too, but shelved it because, hey, John McCain wasn't going anywhere. And now he is the Republican front runner. Next hour, Scott Dick returns, our expert on military and veterans issues. We're going to talk about the word from Mullen on Capitol Hill today. Our military is seriously overextended, stretched too thin, and we must return to 12-month deployments and tours as soon as possible. Also, there are two whistleblowers from Fargo, North Dakota, who deserve our attention. They blew the whistle and sued their former employer because that employer was covering up defective helmets they were selling to the military for use in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's all ahead, plus room for lots of your phone calls. You know the number. You can dial in anytime the move, the urge strikes you. It's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And my email is on and available to you 24/7. That's Peter at PeterBCollins.com. We kick off the show today with Faz Shakir. He's the research director at the Center for American Progress, and he is co-editor of the Daily Progress Report. I get it free in my email, and you can too. Just log on to progressreport.org. Hey, Faz, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Peter. How are you doing this week?
Well, you're right there at the epicenter of conservative America today. The CPAC conference is underway. And there were some startling developments. Before I steal my own thunder, I just wanted to read you a paragraph here from today's New York Times, the Thursday edition. Mitt Romney is committed to staying in the Republican presidential race despite his losses on Tuesday and has an eye on the long-shot possibility of a brokered convention fight.
Yeah, we remember those same kind of talking points from John Edwards as well, and they kind of evaporated as the weakness of those campaigns showed themselves. And so, yeah, he's dropped out today to some people's surprise. Laura Ingraham introduced him at today's CPAC conference, and while she was introducing him, she was ripping John McCain, and apparently she didn't get the message that Romney was dropping out.
Oh, gosh.
Babe Buchanan was apparently in tears backstage upon hearing that Romney was dropping out.
It's nice to know that Babe Buchanan is capable of tears.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, crocodiles occasionally. Well, let's listen at thinkprogress.org. That's where the action is today. You've got the clip here from CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, and that's where Mitt Romney went to throw in the towel. Oh, come on, play.
You're with me all the way to the convention. Fight on, just like Ronald Reagan did in 1976. But there's an important difference from 1976. Today, we are a nation at war. And Barack and Hillary have made their intentions clear regarding Iraq and the war on terror. They would retreat, declare defeat, and the consequence of that would be devastating.
Oh.
It would mean attacks on America, much from safe havens that would make Afghanistan under the Taliban look like child's play. About this, I have no doubt. Now, I disagree with Senator McCain on a number of issues, as you know, but I agree with him on doing whatever it takes to be successful in Iraq and finding and executing Osama bin Laden.
Gosh, that's not a higher priority of the Bush administration.
And I agree with him on eliminating al-Qaeda and terror worldwide. Now, if I fight out on my campaign all the way to the convention,
the terrorists win. It's the Democratic terrorists, of course, he's referring to.
Give this a lot of thought. I'd forestall the launch of a national campaign. And frankly, I'd be making it easier for Senator Clinton or Obama to win. Frankly, in this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror.
Well, he forgot to mention 133 delegates and $37 million, Baz.
Well, that's noble of him to drop out so that we won't have attacks on America.
Yeah, because of Barack and Hillary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fear card that we've been seeing for the past 6 years now, and clearly it's not going to be something that they're going to let up on. McCain will probably push that card quite a bit in the 2008 election, and so we should be prepared to deal with it. But I think you'd agree with me, but it's having much less impact as they use it more and more frequently, and we get to mock it for all it is.
Yeah, we haven't been up in the red for a long time now, Fez.
That's right. Yeah, I think everybody's forgotten about the Homeland Security ratings. So where are we, in the orange or somewhere?
We're on permanent orange, yes.
Permanent orange,
right.
Heightened alert.
Yeah, yeah. You can feel more secure, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the one argument the conservatives will certainly make in 2008 is that, well, we had 8 years of President Bush and we didn't get attacked again after 9/11. It's something that I think we have to deal with, but I've always argued that it's kind of a narrow view on the issue of terrorism. I mean, if you look at it globally, everyone else has been attacked a great deal. And it's only, even the people in intelligence agencies have said it's only a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, but when. And if we are preparing for the next attack and recognizing that we'll have to deal with it, who do you want in charge to deal with it? We've always seen how conservatives would deal with it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen 4 years of a fallout where we launched a war in the wrong country and basically propagated and fueled terrorism. And so we need to learn the right lessons from 9/11, and I think that means trying a different path.
Well, I certainly agree with that. And I'm happy to see Romney bow out, because the phrase that he uttered that just makes my gag reflex kick in is that he wanted to double Gitmo. And I believe that was a statement of gross naivete on his part. And it just incredible pandering that he is the guy who would tell his prospective voters anything and everything that he thinks they want to hear.
He was an incredible panderer. I mean, he really typified the word politician for most Americans. When they hear the word politician, they think that everyone is like Mitt Romney, that they will take a position on any issue for the sake of convenience at that given moment. And he did that on the most core principles to Republicans, and I think that was one of the reasons why he just couldn't develop traction. And I think he, from the very beginning, whoever was giving him advice as to him running for president was sorely mistaken about the strength that he would have. I think that they like Giuliani, Romney was a fundamentally flawed candidate. I don't think really ever had any hope of being the Republican nominee.
Well, unlike Giuliani, he at least got 133 delegates racked up in his column.
But they came with a high cost, didn't they?
I think $1.6 million per delegate.
There you go.
But, hey, compare that to Giuliani.
Right.
$49 million for Bupkus.
Yes.
And, of course, Rudy got out of the campaign to spend more time with Bernie Kerik's mafia family. And now Mitt Romney will get out of the campaign to spend more time with his wives.
Right, right. Well, I mean, each of them, I think for Giuliani, Romney was the worst candidate because I think he actually blunted a lot of the selling power that Giuliani had hoped to have, particularly in New Hampshire, where he wanted to do better and put in a lot of money, but Giuliani didn't go anywhere. And so, yeah, Romney paid for almost every delegate he got, and he didn't get much of a return. And as a businessman, I think he realized that it was time to cut his losses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're all better off for it.
Are we all?
So where does this leave the Republican race? John McCain is the front runner, but he doesn't have the magic 1,091 delegates yet. Huckabee remains in the race. And he surprised a lot of Republicans with his strength and picking up, what, five or six southern states in Super Tuesday. So what's the calculus here? Is Romney the front runner for vice president? Or is Huckabee the guy who has pluses where McCain has minuses on the campaign map? Just as a disinterested bystander, I'd have to suggest that McCain pick up Huckabee.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think that if you're looking at the national conservative movement, Huckabee shores up one key fundamental area for McCain, and that's the social conservatives. Now, I think that even a Huckabee-McCain ticket doesn't please everybody. The people with the loudest microphones, that's the Sean Hannitys, the Michelle Malkins, the Matt Drudges, the Rush Limbaughs, those are the people who aren't going to be satisfied because they don't have somebody in there who's the harsh partisan who's going to twist the knives at progressives and really be a somebody who's from their movement, from the late 80s, early 90s, inspired to really distort conservative positions and take them to the far right.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have somebody like that right now.
Well, I can imagine Rush leading the Draft Cheney movement.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's the only one who really fits the bill.
Yeah, or Jeb Bush or somebody, anybody who they feel comfortable with. And, they don't have somebody like that.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the torture debate on Capitol Hill and also the debate in the United States Senate over the stimulus package. Where was John McCain yesterday? He was in Washington, but didn't show up in the Senate to vote for or against cloture on the stimulus bill. That's ahead here. If you have a question or comment, there's room for your call. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. 18 minutes after the hour, and you're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm John.
And we're from All Class Transportation, where we take you to your special event in style, comfort, and safety. All Class Transportation is a truly professional local luxury transportation company with over 25 years of combined managerial service, an efficient, proactive staff, trained, certified chauffeurs, and a fleet of well-maintained luxury vehicles. We are well-suited to meet and exceed your specific needs.
All Class Transportation specializes in personalized luxury transportation, including company parties, corporate events, weddings, quinceañeras. Whatever your needs, call All Class Transportation at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338. Want to know about our rates? At All Class Transportation, our service and rates are second to none, period. We are All Class Transportation, TCP 22978A. Call us at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. Our music of the moment is in Spanish. I'm sorry if that befuddles you. But that is the Lebanese-Colombian diva named Shakira. And the song is called La Tortura. And torture is very much on my mind and very much part of the debate in Washington today. And Faz Shakir continues with us from the Center for American Progress as he and his colleagues write in detail today in the Progress Report. The Bush administration has decided that it is safe to come out and openly state, falsely in my view, that waterboarding is not torture. And now the Attorney General is closing ranks, saying that he will not prosecute the admissions of at least three cases of waterboarding that took place under the direction of the CIA in 2001 to 2003. And so they are becoming more and more bold, Faz, and comfortable with the idea that Americans will tolerate a procedure that has been labeled torture since the Spanish Inquisition.
Isn't it amazing? I guess we shouldn't cease to be amazed anymore. But I think they're setting up the political battle for 2008. And I think we should be happy to have this conversation because we'll find out what the American public feels about this. Remember, for a few years, past few years, the administration had not wanted to confirm that it had engaged in waterboarding. It would shy away from that discussion. It would always take every effort to suggest that, no, we're not saying we did it, merely that if we did, it's legal. Now they've come out and taken the opposite tack. They say, yes, we did it, and we would do it again. And we would do it again under certain circumstances, and it would be the right thing to do, and it's not illegal because our Justice Department told us it's not illegal. That's the argument they make. And so now I guess it literally is an electoral issue. I think the conservatives are going to say, we got to maintain the use of illegal torture or not. And this is an incredible debate that and look where we've ended up 7 years after 9/11.
Well, and the Republicans seem comfortable with it. I've been telling my listeners, Faz, that I fell off the wagon last week, and I spent about 10 minutes listening to the Glenn Beck radio show. And Liz Cheney was the special guest, and she was there dispensing political advice to Republicans, saying, Huckabee, oh, don't waste your time. McCain, oh, you can't vote for him. He wants to close Guantanamo, and he doesn't support coercive interrogation techniques, or enhanced interrogation techniques, I think was the euphemism she used. And so at that time, Liz, of course, who was a consultant to the now dead Mitt Romney campaign, was there saying that, hey, if you want torture, and if you want to keep Guantanamo Bay open, Mitt Romney is your man.
Right, yeah, I mean, that was his big selling point. That was the point I was talking about earlier, is that the radical right doesn't have somebody who's going to be a standard bearer for all of their issues. I mean, McCain is certainly a standard bearer for a couple of them. Iraq is most predominant in that group. But he has said on numerous occasions that he would be against the use of waterboarding. He doesn't think it's something that we should be using. He chastised Mitt Romney in a debate for suggesting he would be open to it. It'll be a interesting question to see whether McCain will shift on that issue or not heading in 2008. I certainly hope not. He's been a good ambassador on the issue, particularly because he himself was subjected to such harsh treatment. So I think he could elevate the national debate by saying, you know, for the past 7 years we have been fundamentally off course on this issue and we have lost our way, and that we are no longer going to hold up the issue of torture as a debate in America.
Well, he flipped on the Bush tax cuts, so, you know,
anything's possible.
I do hope on this he has a core that he will adhere to, and I think we can hope for that, but can't be totally sure. That's my comment. Now, also on the Hill today, FBI Director Mueller was there saying, here's a quote from Think Progress, our protocol is not to use coercive techniques. That is our protocol. We have lived by it, and it is sufficient and appropriate for our mission here in the United States. So he is denying that the FBI has used it, and there have been issues raised by FBI agents at Guantanamo Bay who felt that the CIA and the military had crossed important lines.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole subtext of this very interesting debate, that that almost everybody in the intelligence community beyond the CIA has said that they're not interested in using these techniques purely because they don't work, and so they haven't engaged in torture. And I think it says something about how the CIA had been subjected so much to Cheney's beatdown that they succumbed to doing a few waterboarding instances against certain prisoners a few years ago.
Well, we know that these enhanced interrogation techniques were individually authorized by cable from Washington. And, Faz, I want to see those cables.
Me too.
Thanks a lot.
Me too.
We'll talk to you next week.
And who signed them?
Yeah. Faz Shakir at the Center for American Progress.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Asian stock markets took a nosedive overnight in reaction to the nosedive Wall Street took yesterday. 370-point drop on the Dow. It's not just that they're copycats. It's because the world economy depends so much on the U.S. economy. Over here, overnight, in the wee hours of this morning, stock futures were up. And that's not because we're trying to fake the Asian investors out. It's because there are bargains to be found now. Sell high, buy low is the way you make money in the stock market. The market hates uncertainty, including the uncertainty about recession. Is one coming? Are we already in one?
Wall Street now appears convinced that the recession is already here.
And in an odd way, says CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus, that's good news.
The good news is if we are in a recession, most economists believe this is a mild one and that we will be able to recover by the second half of 2008.
More after this.
This is a rate alert for February 2008. The Federal Reserve continues to cut interest rates aggressively. Right now, mortgage rates are hovering near lows we haven't seen since 2003. National mortgage leader Quicken Loans reports interest rates around 5.75% on secure fixed-rate loans, APR 5.91%. Smart homeowners are acting quickly to get fixed rates around 5.75% since rates this low seldom last long and tend to move up quickly without warning. Call Quicken Loans at 800-591-3522. In minutes, you can lock in a fixed rate around 5.75% and enjoy lower house payments for years to come. If you missed it in 2003, this is your opportunity for a fixed-rate mortgage around 5.75%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-591-3522. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-591-3522. That's 800-591-3522.
What triggered the nosedive on Wall Street yesterday was a report on this country's service sector. Julia Coronado of Barclays Capital Group.
Employers are getting more conservative on hiring. They're seeing slower orders. 14 industries reported that activity was slowing, so whereas only three industries said it was expanding.
What did that mean? Alexis Christophorus.
This latest report on the service sector is proof that problems are no longer restricted to just housing and manufacturing, that now problems in the economy are spreading to retail and to banking and restaurants. And this accounts for two-thirds of our economy. And now we have proof that area is in trouble, and it's leading many to say, you know what, we're already in a recession.
Let's say for a moment that's true. It's not the end of the world. It just means there is a business cycle, and there's every reason to think it will be a short and mild one. Julia Coronado.
The Fed has been very aggressive. The federal government is talking about injecting some pretty hefty stimulus into the economy.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Mitt Romney returns to the private sector to be a corporate raider. That's what he's been doing.
As I was walking over the highway, I saw above me and in the skyway, I saw below me a golden valley. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps. Sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was calling,
Cliff Schechter returns to our program today. He blogs at the Robert Greenwald Brave New Film site, cliffschechter.bravenewfilms.org, and he has his fingers in many little pies, some of which we might talk about. Cliff, how are you today?
Too many damn pies, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. I paused to reflect on just how many pies I could mention, and I said, well, many.
that's the reason why I have to work out so much, too much pie. Everything's going great. How are you doing?
I'm fine because I'm not at CPAC.
Well, that makes me feel really good. I'm also fine because I'm not part of the Romney family, nor am I someone who's donated money to his campaign. So it's a pretty good day for me, too.
Well, you know, there are only a handful of people who've actually donated money to a Romney campaign.
That's true. And you know what? You know why I'm even better than fine?
Yeah.
Because I'm not somebody in the Romney family that was supposed to have an inheritance.
Well, as I mentioned, he can now return to the private sector as a corporate raider. He was working for Bain Capital.
Yes.
And most people don't know much about Bain, but they have had an interesting role in the protracted effort to take private a little media company called Clear Channel.
And I've heard of those guys.
The people at Bain basically have, in some ways, not taken over the company, but they're in the driver's seat. And there have been huge cutbacks. Clear Channel sold off almost, more than half of the radio stations it had bulked up to. And all of that to keep the bankers happy and, I guess, make a few shareholders more wealthy than they already are.
Well, that's what these guys do. I'm not going to say every single one. I'm sure there are some decent folks out there, but many of these, you know, corporate raiders, you can call them, or private equity or whatever you want to call them, these guys come in, they take over, they restructure companies, often by chopping off pieces or chopping it up into little pieces and selling it to whoever wants to buy it. And along the way, of course, they make millions and millions and millions of dollars, and the workers lose, either get fired, or if they're lucky enough to keep their jobs, they get their wages frozen, or they lose their health care benefits or their 401k, and everybody really makes out like a bandit.
Oh, but there are plenty
of everybody but the top guys.
You know, Cliff, you liberals are all alike. You always looking at the dark side, you know, the half empty. There are plenty of opportunities at Walmart.
That's true. And for a pretty decent sized wage in, let's say, Mexico, you can go work at your local Walmart. And if you're not lucky enough to be able to afford a place to sleep at night, doesn't matter because they're nice enough to lock you in at night. You can sleep on a huge bed of lettuce and get up and start again in the morning. So you're right. Who am I to question that kind of brilliant economics?
Well, Cliff, today's developments offer me another opportunity to put a clipping up on the newspaper wall of shame. The biggest item over there is a front page of the New York Post, the article that was demanded by Rupert Murdoch, saying that Dick Gephardt was going to be John Kerry's vice presidential nominee. And so I'm going to have to put this New York Times clipping up next to it. Quote, Mitt Romney is committed to staying in the Republican presidential race despite his losses on Tuesday and has an eye on the long-shot possibility of a brokered convention, his advisor said on Wednesday.
Such accuracy. That's what you have to love about the Murdoch operations. It's kind of like if you saw that story where they said that Carville and Begala were going to join Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Right.
And Begala literally emailed, what's his name, Major Garrett? Emailed the guy on two or three different occasions saying, you are wrong. It is a complete fabrication. I was not at any meeting. And to which Major Garrett responded, oh, I'll take that under consideration.
Yeah.
Under consideration that you might know better than whoever my stupid source is where you actually were yesterday.
Well, don't you think for this, Major should be busted back to a sergeant or something?
That's a very good point. I think he should be private first class
Garrett.
And, I have no idea. Certainly, you know, if he were in a real news organization, that'd be the case. But maybe in propaganda organizations, if you pulled off a successful lie, you actually get bumped up top. That might be a better way of doing it. So maybe now he's corporal. I mean, he's Colonel Garrett. Might be the way to go.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Cliff Schechter with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And I'm scrolling down your blog because I've seen so many things today, and I couldn't remember if the video lifted from the Fox News Channel announcing Mitt's intention to withdraw, which, of course, was fronted by their new anchor and commentator, Karl Rove.
Yes, that was on our blog. We were proud to present the newest moral, upstanding, politically intelligent member of the family over there at Fox, a guy who really is pretty much serving in the same role as he has for about 7 years now, but actually accepting a paycheck for it now.
Right.
And although I wouldn't be so sure he wasn't accepting a paycheck for it before.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's it. Same guy, except for more bloated and less hair. pretty much the only changes of the last 7 years, but certainly he hasn't learned a damn thing, and I'm not going to guess that he's become less of a sociopath, so I think he kind of fit in well at Fox.
Well, and it's just interesting, that he was their go-to guy to break the Mitt Romney story. Who do we think Carl is actually working for for the Republicans this year? Will he wind up on the McCain team?
I think whoever the Republican nominee is, if he's not on the team, as a paid member, he'll really be on the team. Let's all remember that George W. Bush was calling Roger Ailes for advice. Well, Roger Ailes is supposed to be the head of a quote-unquote news organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like these guys ever really go away. I mean, Karl Rove may not be in an official capacity on the campaign, but, he'll be advising all along the way while claiming to Newsweek or any other outlet he writes for that at least has some journalistic standards that he's being objective, which we all know is a bunch of crap. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've got big news for you, Peter.
Tell me.
I'm guessing it's not going to shock you. The book's officially back on.
All right!
I heard from my publisher this morning, who's based out there in the wonderful, wonderful city of San Francisco. Sausalito.
Poly Point Press, yeah.
There you go. And we've been pretty much thinking that that was the way to go because Mr. McCain has reared his ugly head again.
Yeah.
I guess it's time to remind people about the Curveball Express. So here we are to do it.
So give us a sketch here. Are you going to go back to work and re-edit and update and then pub date maybe July?
Wow, you're good. I guess that's why you get the big bucks.
Yeah, right.
That's just about right. I had written, luckily for me, I had finished 80 or 90% of the project before things got really bad in the beginning of the summer. We decided it was time to shelf it. I'd already gone out to Arizona for almost 2 weeks and interviewed people in D.C. on the left, on the right, did a lot of research. So to make a long story short, I had almost a full manuscript. So
mm-hmm.
They're gonna bring in another editor to help probably to make it go quicker because we want to get it done. But I'm going to sit down, and I'd say for the next 6 to 8 weeks, just bear down upon this thing because I want this to be a really, really solid contribution.
You should probably be at the publisher's headquarters. Come on out to Sausalito, and we'll have some fun, Cliff.
Well, I will do that at some point, so hopefully I'll come out there. Maybe I can do the show live, hanging out there with you, and we will. We'll go out and do whatever you do out there, eat a lot of sourdough bread.
We'll drink liberally.
Yeah, hey, I like to drink liberally. but yeah, it all looks great, and so the final call, we'd already were pretty sure over the last 2 weeks. But we had to wait, and obviously, even before Mitt Romney dropped out, McCain had a good enough Super Tuesday that it was becoming almost mathematically impossible for the other guys to pick up the delegates, so mm-hmm. we decided we were ready to go. And
Now, Cliff, I did just go to my bookmarks and pulled up therealmccain.com, and
yeah.
It does appear there's some fresh video there. So have you reactivated the site, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was always up, but obviously there wasn't much going on there. I was always, when I was blogging for my site, I was cross-posting over there if it was on McCain. But, yeah, there was a new video that was put up, and there will be more coming. For me, I'm going to keep... I've got a bunch of ideas for videos I'm creating with a variety of different filmmakers, short videos that will be funny and interesting and help people know about my book but get the point across about McCain and how he is not the straight talker he claims to be or the bipartisan deal maker he claims to be. And, I'll give him credit wherever credit's due. I'm not going to just write a hit book, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to not sit there and just tell a media narrative that blows bubbles at him. I'm going to tell the truth. And, we'll do that, and as you predicted so well, it'll come out in July. The aim is to have it out by the third, fourth week in July,
mm-hmm.
hopefully before the big Netroots Nation conference.
Great, great. Well, I'm really delighted because, number one, I like you, and I'd like to see you make a buck or two on a book.
Thank you.
But number two, I really think that we need an honest appraisal of John McCain and a critical one. Because he's getting away with some things, and he's also being pinned inaccurately by the far right as too liberal.
Right.
And let me pull up this clip right here. I got too many windows open here. But this is from McCain's speech at CPAC today. And the organizers instructed the audience not to boo him.
Let me guess, they booed him.
It didn't take long. Let's listen.
I hold these positions because I believe they were in the best interests of my party and country. Surely, I have held other positions that have not met with widespread agreement from conservatives. I won't pretend otherwise, nor would you permit me to forget it. On the issue of illegal immigration, a position which...
And now he puts on a... He paints on a grin while they boo him.
Yeah. Put on a happy face.
Right, yeah. And this goes on for a little while, and basically they let him know that on immigration in particular, he's just too damn liberal. And, of course, Cliff, it's one of the few cases where I consider him to be somewhat rational.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to talk, do you want me to talk over it, or are you still playing that?
Oh, I'm not playing it. It's been faded, but you're hearing it on the back channel.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On immigration is one of them. Initially on Bush's tax cuts, but he flip-flopped on that. On campaign finance reform, which I don't think worked out very well, but at least the intention was there. Of course, he's backtracked on that now, and now he's against public financing and things he was once in favor of. He wanted to at least do something to regulate guns and have the gun show loophole. I mean, there's no doubt a number of things he did were good, and I would give him all the credit in the world for that, or at least attempted to do good. But that doesn't change the fact that he's very, very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But more, even more so than that, he is whatever he needs to be. And the truth is he's switched his positions on things a whole number of times. He only has looked good possibly in comparison to Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney's a walking joke.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's flipped and he's flopped and he's changed his positions a lot. And the truth is it's based a lot more on his personality. Basically, he likes to fight with people. He likes, and that's a lot of the reason why the conservatives don't like him. It really isn't the couple times he's broken away from them. They were all embracing Giuliani. My God, how many times did he disagree with them on social policy, or other things? But with McCain, it's more of a fact that when he fights with people, he delights in it. He enjoys it. He likes sticking the knife in,
mm-hmm.
to use a metaphor. And so the conservatives hate him for that, and just the way a lot of other people hate him for that, too, and that's why... When he's portrayed as this bipartisan, wonderful guy, that's not the John McCain that people know in Washington. It's also not the John McCain people know in Arizona. It's only the John McCain that the national media knows.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and return, talk more about John McCain, and ask the question. Cliff may not have an answer, but why the senator couldn't make it into the Senate to cast a critical vote on the stimulus package that he says he supports. We'll talk about that in just a moment as we continue with Cliff Schechter. Visit his blog, Cliff Schechter, Schechter, .bravenewfilms.org. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge.
KRXA 540,
Valero,
Progressive
we
Talk
offer
for Monterey, Salinas, and
at
Santa
reasonable
Cruz.
Rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Karma Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Karma Valley Valero. Putting the service back in service stations.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
One specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Sun Street Center knows many people have had a DUI. It doesn't mean you're an alcoholic, but it does mean you have to complete the state requirements and clear up your driving record. The DUI classes at Sun Street Centers is part of that process. Sun Street will work with you and set up a payment plan. Stop looking over your shoulder when you drive. Just get it done. Call Sun Street Centers today, 753-5135. They're state licensed in Salinas, Seaside, and King City. Call 753-5135 for DUI classes at Sun Street.
Long dark night for another 4, maybe even 8 years. 100 years in Iraq? Ah, no problem. We continue now with Cliff Schecter. Visit his blog, Cliff Schecter. S-C-H-E-C-T-E-R dot bravenewfilms.org. Also, therealmccain.com. Where there's an interesting new video up there. Why don't you explain that one, Cliff?
Let's see. The most recent one would be John McCain. Arianna Huffington wrote an interesting piece over at the Huffington Post on McCain and his sort of lust for war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you playing? Okay. He and his, you know, he and President Bush, and you know, he really is just a continuation of President Bush. So we had the show that, and she made the comparison to, what was it, General Turgidson?
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember her the rank. I thought, I was pretty sure it was General.
General, or, I don't actually remember, but a kind of a Dr. Strangelove character.
Yes, it's a Dr. Strangelove character. And so, and he's the guy that just says, you know, we can do it, we can attack, we'll only lose a million people. You know, he completely is sort of war-obsessed and finds casualties to be almost sort of a side thing, and not doesn't get very upset about them, how we put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that, we decided to make a video and compare the two. And you'd be shocked at how similar they actually are.
Right, and I recommend it to you. It's a visual thing, so I won't take time to play it on the radio. Often the audio tracks can carry it, but in this case, you really need to see the visuals, so check it out at therealmccain.com. So, as we see this going forward, how can we as progressives exploit the divisions in the Republican Party? They did a pretty good job of doing that with the Democrats over the years, and I just think turnabout is fair play.
I certainly agree. Well, one is to, you know, I mean, the great thing in this election is by forcing John McCain to actually do the right thing, you can play up divisions. A perfect example is that we force his hand up, you know, on an immigration bill.
Mm-hmm.
And we push something that is smart, progressive, and does what he wanted to do before. And now, you know, most recently at the Reagan debate, the debate at the Reagan Library, he wouldn't even commit to voting for his own bill if he were president and it came up and found a technicality. But, you know, again, mm-hmm. not being the straight talker he claims to be.
Right.
So why don't we put him in that position and let him put his money where his mouth is and see if he'll actually stand up for something he used to believe in.
Now, in that same Reagan Library debate, he said that he supports the stimulus package. Yet yesterday, he returned to Washington along with Senator Graham and Senator Lieberman. And Graham and Lieberman made it to the Senate in time to cast votes one against one for cloture on the debate over the stimulus package. And McCain could have cast the deciding vote, but he did not appear in the chamber.
Well, I would guess it's the usual. He's, again, like immigration and other things, he's back, he's moving away from that because this is something that conservatives don't like, because to them, anything that you give to the middle class or working, working Americans is a handout. It's a tax cut, and it's, of course, necessary for the economy if you own two yachts. But, and then there's some spending in there, and they, of course, don't believe we should ever spend for anybody but Blackwater and Halliburton. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that it's something, so because he's running now as this fiscal conservative who can tighten his belt, and, he's going to get us out of deficit, not by raising taxes on corporations, some of whom don't pay any and are making billions like the oil companies. He's not going to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans who've done terrifically over the last, over the last 7 years. We're talking about people that make millions every year. What he's going to do is he's going to cut spending to make it happen. Which is utterly ridiculous, and there's not enough spending there to do it unless he wants to get rid of Social Security, which is, of course, another conversation. He has to act like he's Mr. Fiscal Conservative, and I guess that that's what he's doing right now.
Well, and Cliff, if he were really in straight talk mode still, he could not reconcile his support for reducing the deficit and his embrace, belatedly, of the Bush tax cuts and the idea of making them permanent. No household can say that, we're going to project out to 2012 or 2016 and know that some arbitrary amount of money is going to be enough to pay our bills at that time.
Sure.
Yet they run the government that way, saying that we can lock down the tax rate irrespective of what the demands are on spending, including the runaway spending, all the blank checks for the war in Iraq.
Yeah, well, it's the old thing. Of course, you and I know if we tried to run our budgets the way this government does, we'd be living under a bridge somewhere with all those homeless people, veterans that Bill O'Reilly doesn't think exist.
Right.
But we don't have that option. But the government can fund the most ridiculous policies, it doesn't make sense, and he knows it. He knows he's just making things up and trying to appeal to the far right. When he says these things, he's going to take the money out of spending. It's just not there, unless, of course, he wanted to cut defense spending, but we know that'll never happen.
Right.
Because we need to have 10 billion times the defense spending of the next country behind us. Having only 5 billion times wouldn't be enough to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly on outdated systems who just happen to have people sitting on their executive councils and boards that, were working for congressmen and senators at some point. It's
mm-hmm.
all just a coincidence, of course.
Yeah. Now, Cliff, in your perusal of the polls, has there been any shift in the matchups with McCain that as recently as a week ago showed that Obama could beat him, but Hillary Clinton likely would not?
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen more local polls here also in a pretty important swing state of Ohio that said that. But there was the national poll that had, I believe, the numbers were 49-46 Obama beating John McCain, and exactly the same numbers, 49-46 McCain beating Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that, we don't need to get into our policies, but the big problem, it seems, with Hillary Clinton is just that the right is just, frothing at the mouth with hate for the Clintons, as they always have been. They were programmed to be in the 90s. And so the truth is that because that her coming out is going to motivate their base to come out,
mm-hmm.
you have to equally motivate your own base. And but the big problem is she doesn't. She depresses our base and motivates theirs, and that's kind of a problem.
Yes, it is.
You either have to, at worst, you have to motivate both.
Mm-hmm.
Best, you motivate your own and don't motivate the other, which I think there's more of a chance that Obama would do that, I'm sure.
Cliff Schechter, got to run.
Okay.
Go to therealmccain.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Good talking.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Mitt Romney clears the path for John McCain.
I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
Economic stimulus is on the way.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 16, and the bill passed.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The Super Tuesday results were the handwriting on the wall for Mitt Romney. Today he announced the end of his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Mike Huckabee is still in it, and so is Ron Paul. But Mitt Romney told a conservative conference it's time for him to go.
Frankly, in this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror.
He said he now wants to let the apparent nominee, John McCain, battle directly against Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
The question now is whether McCain can convince other conservatives to get on his bandwagon. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
McCain tried today when he addressed the same group.
On the issue of illegal immigration, a position which...
He was booed by some at the Conservative Political Action Conference, but McCain pressed on.
It is my sincere hope that even if you believe I have occasionally erred in my reasoning as a fellow conservative, you will still allow that I have, in many ways important to all of us, maintained the record of a conservative.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Metairie, Louisiana, the state holding the first primary without Romney. Reaction here ranges from disappointment.
I thought Romney was going to be the man.
To understanding.
Probably wise of him. I don't think he was going anywhere.
To glee in this McCain supporter.
If I had to pick on looks, I probably would have voted for him.
On the Democratic side. Barack Obama detailed an ambitious Gulf Coast recovery plan at an enthusiastic rally.
New Orleans is a city that has always shown America what is possible.
He's expected to beat Hillary Clinton here Saturday.
Now this.
I'm a midnight milk drinker. I have to be when my heartburn hits. When it does, I just grab a carton and chug it.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Don't let your message get lost in the crowd. Office Depot takes care of that. With 49-cent color copy to make sure your work stands out. Only at Office Depot will Xerox-certified print specialists bring the proven power of color to your message. In presentations, brochures, flyers, and more. So hurry into Office Depot today and get your business noticed. Office Depot, taking care of business with 49-cent color copies. Valid for letter and legal-size single-sided copies on up to 28-pound paper stock.
Right now on Capitol Hill, the House is debating the economic stimulus bill approved this afternoon by the Senate. Passage seems assured. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The final package will mean checks for over 100 million lower and middle income Americans in the hope they'll spend it fast and boost the economy. Most working Americans will get $600, $1,200 for a couple, $300 more for each child. It phases out for incomes over $75,000 a year. The Senate, says Leader Harry Reid, added to it.
It was inadequate. We wanted to improve it. We did that.
They added checks for 20 million seniors whose main income is Social Security and veterans on disability. The whole package, which also includes some business tax cuts to spur investment, now goes to President Bush for his signature. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The president says the Senate amended the bill in ways he can support. In the midst of devastation, a miracle. Rescue worker Wesley Overstreet was helping survivors of the tornado that hit Castalian Springs, Tennessee.
When I was administering first aid to this other fellow that I'd found, I heard a baby crying, and I heard, oh, my Lord, here's a baby.
It was an 11-month-old boy face down in the mud 150 yards from where his house once stood.
That child's got an angel on his shoulder. Somebody's watching over him.
He's fine except for a few scrapes. The child's mother was found dead in the same field, one of 58 people killed by the tornadoes that swarmed across the South. It's one of the biggest roundups of suspected mob figures in years.
A multi-agency team of law enforcement officers fanned out across the New York area and picked up 55 members and associates of the Gambino crime family.
FBI Special Agent James Margolin says those arrested include the three highest-ranking members of the family, once led by John Gotti. Other mob suspects were picked up in Italy. In some cases, they're charged with crimes dating back more than 30 years based on evidence from a cooperating witness who wore a wire. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian, Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
The Peter B. Collins Show rolls on. I'm glad you're listening. And you can top it off by giving us a call and participating toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. This whole hour, we talk military and veterans issues with our contributor, Scott Dick. Iggy, thank you. That's a nice power riff to get into the hour, huh? Scott Dick was on maneuvers last week, and he returns to our program today. And in addition to his major contributions to our program, he is also the host of the Scott Dick Show, which follows the Peter B. Collins Show on our flagship station, KRXA 540 in Monterey. And if you're listening elsewhere, you can listen online at KRXA540.com. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the plug, Peter. I appreciate it.
Well, you bet. We want to see you go big time. Get all of my listeners and maybe even more.
Okay.
So, Scott, as we have mentioned before, served in the Marine Corps and then retired from the Army at the rank of Major a few years back. And he helps me understand Pentagon thinking and acronyms and all that sort of stuff. Today, Thursday, Scott, Michael Mullen, Admiral and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, went up to the Senate Armed Services Committee and explained that the Army is stretched to the breaking point. And he said that, number one, we've got to cut back the tours from 15 months to 12. And I think in between the lines, he's saying it'd be a real good idea to bring some of those troops home from Iraq.
That would be early deployment. And according to Mitt Romney, that would be surrender to terrorists.
Well, of course.
It's interesting, Peter, that we have one hand of the Bush administration saying that the war in Iraq is critical, to success, fight them over there before they come back over here. The right-wing conservative pundits and believers believe that. And the other hand is saying, by the way, if you continue with this at this pace, you're going to break the military, not just the army, but the military. And, you know, a lot of folks don't know that before the war in Iraq, 2003, 100% of the army combat brigades, all of them, were ready, were declared, they have a code system, but 100% ready.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 2008, 0% of the combat brigades are declared ready. And they have what they call, they have different levels, class 1, class 2, class 3, and they measure it in terms of equipment, deployable personnel, qualifications, schools, personal weapons, you know, qualification on personal weapons, qualification on crew served weapons, you know, armored vehicle, maintenance status, et cetera. So it's a number of things. So they just don't say, well, you know, these guys have been three tours in Iraq, and so they're not ready again. These are benchmarks
mm-hmm.
that commanders must meet. And I've seen commanders relieved of command because they didn't meet those benchmarks. So what do we do with our commander-in-chief?
Well, let's relieve him.
Exactly. And not replace him with Bush Light or Bush Heavy. Now
mm-hmm.
we're down to Bush Light or Bush Heavy. I'm not quite so sure because this guy, who's supposed to be a moderate, has a temper. So I'm talking about McCain.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
So we don't need another 4 years of Bush Light. Because our military will be broken, because he didn't care.
Well, you would think that once we get beyond the campaign rhetoric, that McCain, with his own years of service and commitment to the military, would recognize these issues, and even if he didn't dial back in Iraq, he would look for ways to either expand our total headcount in the military, which is partly underway now, but I could imagine him calling for further expansion of men and women in uniform. And, you know, also, once he gets elected, if that did occur, he would certainly be able to pivot and say, well, you know, conditions have changed since the campaign. We've got to respond to the conditions on the ground and listen to the generals in the field.
Bah, humbug. I mean, he could do that, but that's what Bush is saying. And, of course, nothing has gotten done as far as improving the status of our soldiers. It's incredible. And now the war, the casualties are winding down. I did have one ear on the news when I was deployed.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still at 3,985. And when we lose six a day in one attack, or three, or those numbers add up.
Right.
And so it's still a conflict that's not going to be ignored. And, Peter, I think that what Americans are ignoring is we are now at year six in Afghanistan. Four more years, and we're going to reach the number that broke the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Afghanistan 10 years.
Right.
So with a president who needs to fight al-Qaeda as his number one security issue and terrorists, you know, the war on terror, like the war on night attack, he could just very well do the exact same thing. And remember, he's the guy who said we need to keep our troops 50 years or 100 years or 10,000 years, whatever it takes, to win the war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
I think he means that.
Well, I don't dispute it. I mean, I think it is his belief. And he, of course, is referring to peaceful deployments, you know, like Germany or South Korea, where we don't have forces in combat zones who are on alert all the time. At the same point, we see the Bush administration, it was announced today, Thursday, that they're backing off from this status of forces agreement that would commit American forces to Iraq for a long period of time and presumably tie the hands of the next president. That's mildly encouraging. But on the same day of the State of the Union message where the president lectured the Congress on following its own rules, he busted through with another signing statement, which basically tried to nullify language in the defense authorization bill from December regarding permanent bases in Iraq and investigations into war profiteering and the use and abuse of contractors in this current war theater. And so by those signals, it appears that this announcement today that the White House is backing away from a long-term agreement with Iraq is probably another feint where, you know, they're bobbing and weaving to confuse the American people and to throw the Democrats off. And I have to say that particularly since September, they've been very effective in doing that. The average American thinks the surge is working, thinks that things are getting better in Iraq, and it's reflected in the polls. Most voters, Democrat and Republican, don't believe that the war is the defining issue of this campaign,
right,
the way it was just 4 months ago.
And that's a result of the cheerleader media. And he also had a paragraph about Afghanistan that was an absolute lie. About it becoming a stable democracy, about they're making progress in schools, they're making progress, blah, blah, lie, lie, lie. So much so that Gates is coming out and he's beating the NATO countries up about providing, he's already sent 3,200 more Marines into Afghanistan, he's beating the NATO countries up to not only replace the troops they have now, but with more troops. All of them have said no, and some are threatening to pull the troops out now, including the Brits. And so if they do that, we're going to be back in Afghanistan, well, that's where our emphasis should have been and should be now. And at the same time, Pakistan is trying to negotiate some kind of deal with the eastern tribes, kind of like that failed thing they had last year, which just allowed the Talibanis to run wild in the tribal, tribal areas.
Right.
They're trying to negotiate the same kind of nonsense. And in Rice, because she's probably the most ineffective Secretary of State we've had in a long, long time, she's tried to navigate and mitigate and negotiate, and it doesn't seem to be working as far as from my perspective.
And regarding Afghanistan and what you just described, the demand for more troops and support from the Europeans, the New York Times reporting here on Thursday that the U.S. sent a request to Germany recently, and it says, underscoring the challenge for the U.S., which wants Europe to increase its troop strength in Afghanistan significantly, Germany announced Wednesday that it would send only enough additional troops to replace a Norwegian contingent of about 250. The German Defense Minister, Franz Josef Jung, rejected a sharply worded letter last week from his U.S. counterpart, Robert Gates, asking that Germany send soldiers and helicopters to southern Afghanistan where the heaviest fighting has taken place. Instead, Mr. Jung said Wednesday that Germany would deploy a rapid reaction force in northern Afghanistan to replace the Norwegians. An expansion into the south is out of the question, according to the Armed Forces Commissioner for the Lower House of Parliament in Germany, Reinhold Robbie.
See, what most people don't understand about Germany is that it's a country made up of states, and the states have more power than the federal government. And those troops that are in NATO are volunteers. That's the other thing. And they're not going to subject their volunteers to combat in Afghanistan. They're up there. They do have casualties. They're having casualties in roadside bombings and that kind of thing. But they're not going nose to nose with the Taliban, the resurgent Taliban. And so it's an American fight. And it is a low-key American fight. And they ought to redeploy the troops from Iraq into Afghanistan is my take.
Well, the Marines offered to go to Afghanistan if they could control it, and they were basically going to swap the wars, let the Army run Iraq and the Marines take Afghanistan. It appears that was considered, but not taken up by the Pentagon.
That's a big deal. That's one of those armed forces internecine fights between the naval services and the Army, because the Marines hate to be under Army generals, and they've encoded their officers and their men to just bristle at the idea that they're serving under incompetent Army soldiers. They hate that. And they don't operate the same way the Marine Corps operates. You know, the Marine Corps is more high diddle diddle, straight up the middle. The Army is a little more, you know, they're thinkers and they're doers, but it is a cultural conflict. And so the commandant of the Marine Corps is trying to get himself his own war where he would control everything. And they are like a mini Air Force, Army and Navy. They have their own boats, they have their own helicopters and jet fighters,
right,
and their own troops on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his, you know, his take. See, because you can call in, as a Marine, you can call in an air support mission to the Air Force, and they'll tell you no, depending on a number of factors. You know, crew rest, that's the dreaded, hated, you know, my pilots have been flying for 10 hours and not flying another minute, and you could lose air support, or whatever reason. In the Marine Corps, they don't take no for an answer. So with a Marine general, he controls the airmen and he controls the ground pounders. That's not the case of a Marine that's in Iraq.
We're going to take a break and return with Scott Dick. He's with us this whole hour. If you have a question or comment about military and veterans issues, give us a call now. Toll free, it's 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372.
Okay, inside world.
I wasn't...
One, two.
I wasn't quite expecting that voice there. Our music of the moment is from Jay Thompson, a buddy of mine and a smooth jazz artist. We'll continue in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
I've been looking for sanity.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey, Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel, Staff of Life in Santa Cruz, and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Cynthia from Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Carmel, and we have something new, a unique opportunity to give yourself or someone special the gift of consultation with nationally respected life coach and career mentor, Raymond Davi. Paul and I know firsthand the empowerment Ray has to offer. Discover how changes can propel you where you want to go in the areas of personal and career growth or planning goals for ongoing success, as well as insights for your work-life balance. Don't hesitate. Call and reserve your 90-minute appointment or purchase a gift certificate now. Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, 624-4955 or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. Big crash in Salinas right now. It's eastbound 68 at Hunter Lane. We have a car and a sewage truck apparently blocking both the eastbound lanes. Traffic being rerouted into the center divide. The main problem is this truck is a sewage truck and it is spilling fluids out into the roadway. So expect delays in both directions of Highway 68 as you approach the scene. A minor problem, Carmel Valley Road east of the Mid Valley Shopping Center. Just a six-pack of sodas in the middle of the roadway. For Gilroy, 152 west of Fraser Lake Road. Big rig and a car involved in a crash. They're both off to the right-hand shoulder. An older crash, Santa Cruz Mountains, northbound 17 before Granite Creek Road. It's a solo spin-out off to the shoulder. They do have a tow truck on the way. Some road work going on in Ben Lomond, northbound 9 between Middle Road and Western Avenue. It has the left lane shut down until the end of this month. That may cause delays in the area. And this report's brought to you by Carfax. A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. You want to avoid them? Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, 24 minutes into the hour. We're talking military and veterans issues with Scott Dick. You're welcome to join us toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. We'll talk these issues this entire hour, so go ahead and grab a line. We'll get to you, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Scott, just one more bite at the apple on the issue of troop deployments and the readiness of our military. There's a game going on right now where there is motion, and some brigades are being drawn out of Iraq because they have to come out. But the Bush administration is playing it as a planned reduction in force that is related to the improvements in security that they cite, and they claim it's because of the surge. Now, they can't have it every which way, because if it is the increased U.S. deployment that has helped pacifying and creating at least this momentary lull in violence that's punctuated by some grisly incidents, it's not all quiet on the Iraqi front. But they argue that because of that, we're bringing troops home, but it's not clear that we can sustain the pacification if we continue to reduce troop strength, yet the hand is being forced by reality. And so by next summer, this summer, 2008, we will be back to where we were in 2006. But it doesn't appear that Petraeus is prepared to recommend bringing more troops home after the so-called surge incremental is withdrawn.
This is a smoke and mirror illusion manifestation that Bush administration conducts so brilliantly. These brigades that are redeploying have nothing to do with the surge success. They're at the 15-month limit, and they were scheduled to redeploy at this time anyway, no matter what happened.
Right.
So this is the irritating part for me, that they can show the American people, look, we're redeploying brigades based on the surge of success. But Petraeus is saying, but once those five brigades have redeployed, because that's what they added, due to their mandatory redeployment date, unless they want to go over a 15-month tour, which I don't think Congress is going to let them. I don't think the troops will let them. Then how far are they going to cut? They're going to be back to 130,000. If the surge has worked, then they should be able to redeploy back down. I'm thinking 60,000. And I just pulled that figure out because why not 72,000 or 89,500 or 54,000? They don't have a strategy for pacifying Iraq. They just better hope that Sadr continues the six-month ceasefire.
Well, he apparently has at least extended it temporarily.
If he does that, that'll probably be the most successful way of getting America. I think he's figured out a solution to getting the Americans out of Iraq, and that is to make it so it's calm there enough that politically we can say we did not surrender to terrorism or terrorists or whatever the stupid buzzword sense coming out of D.C. is,
right,
and that we won in Iraq. It's a democracy, and we can go home. Just like they declared about Afghanistan, and the president said it in public at the State of the Union. It was such a lie, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And, of course, the media doesn't say anything. Oh, by the way, you know, President Bush, that's a lie. Some people are saying it, but not the cheerleader press, like, you know, the Washington Post, the New York Times, or, you know, those other yahoos out there.
Well, it's true. They don't present it critically the way we just have. And you know, they don't point out that Bush has been playing a game here with troop strength in Iraq, and that they will continue to play this game through the end of the administration, hoping to get now John McCain elected. I know Cheney's not excited about McCain, but he's the guy they've got. He supports, increased deployments in Iraq and a long-term commitment there. So that's the best that Bush and Cheney are going to get in terms of continuity on these policies.
Yeah, not only that, Peter, but we have an issue here with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mullen, coming out and saying that there's a problem in Afghanistan. We need more troops there. Gates, send in 3,200 more Marines. We got a problem. We need to get this resurgent Taliban under control. And then you got this Army General, Dan McNeil, who comes up and says he's the head of the NATO security force. In other words, he's the umbrella general.
Mm-hmm.
They're not resurgent. He's got his opinion, and I have not mine, which further muddies the water. And I don't know what job he's trying to get, but this is not, you know, if I was Mullen, I would be extremely agitated, frankly.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and return with Scott Dick. You want to join us? Call us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. Grab the podcast. Links on the homepage at peterbcollins.com.
From Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas,
on the CBS Radio Network.
Think for yourself.
It makes sense that Super Tuesday should coincide with Fat Tuesday, because I feel stuffed, don't you? Stuffed with a banquet of information, debates, town halls, speeches, TV interviews. Democracy depends on an electorate stuffed with facts so that we can choose the best candidate based on our knowledge of the issues. That's what keeps America strong. So let's test ourselves on where the candidates stand on the issues. Here we go. What is the difference between John McCain and Mitt Romney on staying in Iraq? What is the difference between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on getting out of Iraq? Which Republican candidate said we need a complete reform of the culture of our healthcare system? Which one said we need a market-based system with no more free rides? Which candidate would let you join the same healthcare plan Congress gets? Are you sure? You see, even I had to look up the answers to those issue-based questions. Okay, now answer this. Who's got Chuck Norris on his side? Mm-hmm. Who is a POW and rides the Straight Talk Express? Yes, everyone knows that. Who's a Mormon and has five strapping young sons? Yes. Who once again teared up on the eve of a primary election and is a woman and is married to a former president who's been on a leash since South Carolina? Yes. Who has Oprah and Caroline Kennedy and Ted Kennedy and Robert De Niro and is black and talks about hope? Yes, that's right. And finally, do Americans really choose presidents based on issues? Let me get back to you on that. Now this.
Welcome to Chapman's Cheeses.
Yes. What do you recommend today?
Well, there's a special on forgotten expenses and disorganized sales figures. But I highly recommend the lingering invoicing. Very well aged.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily deal with routine chores, like tracking sales, organizing expenses, and creating invoices, so you can get back to what you do best.
This is a cheese shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid Karma Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid Carmel Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on military and veterans issues for another half hour. Scott Dick is with us on the Peter B. Collins Show. There are lines available if you want to comment or ask a question.
From the heavens, it was easy to tell. It was love from above that could save me from hell. Shed fire in a soul, it was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance.
Santana with Chad Kroeger from Silverchair or some forgettable band like that. And, that one's called Into the Night. We continue with Scott Dick now. And, Scott, I got a little more information during the break on the status of the Muqtada al-Sadr ceasefire affecting the Mahdi army in Iraq. And it was put into effect at the end of August in 2007. So essentially the expiration of the ceasefire was declared for 6 months, is due somewhere toward the end of February. And according to the Independent newspaper and an article penned by Patrick Coburn, whose brother Alexander is well known to American progressives, he said that Shia leaders are encouraging Muqtada al-Sadr to lift the ceasefire and to go back into combat mode. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Muqtada al-Sadr is in some ways allied with the government in Tehran, and with their change of tenor, it's possible that they will put some pressure on him to stay chilled, as you pointed out, until the U.S. declares victory, and then they can really go at that civil war without the bother of an occupying army to get in the way.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if he declares a ceasefire, or he extends it, then Iran gets everything they want. And I just want to remind you, Peter, that Bush is the one who put the Iranian team in charge of Iraq to begin with.
Yep.
So when the Iranians get what they want by making a united Shia front between two countries to face off the Sunnis in the south and everybody else in every other direction, then we can look to our ex-President Bush as the architect of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be rightfully, his legacy very well could be the Shia powerhouse in Central, is that East Asia or West Asia? It should be very interesting in the next 50 years.
Well, and just to put a little finer point on your remark, it really was the construct that Paul Bremer created for the Iraqi elections that had them vote along religious lines, that created the Shiite majority in the Iraqi parliament, and thus the government that is so sympathetic to the Shiites in Tehran.
Well, and the team that was armed and trained by the Iranians before Bush ever came along to create instability in Iraq and now have the power, so they're naturally allied with the Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a 1-2 punch against the Sunni. The first punch was a new law that's supposedly supposed to bring the Sunnis in, but actually upon close examination is going to throw more of them out. And if they're not going to be the police, if they're not going to be key members of the police and the interior ministry and the military, they're going to be susceptible to continued abuse, which means they're going to be bombings and murders and ethnic cleansing until it all gets settled. However that is. I mean, it's conceivable that it could become a wider, not a war, but a conflict with mm-hmm. the Saudi Arabians in the south, helping the Sunnis, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right. Well, and also we have continued incursions in northern Iraq in the Kurdish-controlled areas by the Turks. Here's another. This is a story, Dateline, Tuesday, February 5th. Turkish warplanes bombed villages in Iraqi Kurdistan on Monday. And this has been, they struck 70 targets in a 12-hour bombing run that began at 3 in the morning. And this is a pattern that has developed. They started bombing, Turkey did, on December 16th. And the U.S. Seems impotent to rein them in. And this just creates another front that is very difficult for the U.S. to control.
I don't think the U.S. is trying to rein them in. They're a very important NATO ally. They're a secular Muslim democracy, although they just passed a law allowing the headscarf. So if that doesn't make people nervous, it should.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're a secular Muslim nation that take pride in their ability to balance the two, democracy and Islam. And as they start, and they have a very strong Islamic movement in the East.
Yeah.
And so as that starts to decay, it becomes an issue because they are a European nation. Not
mm-hmm.
much of one, but they're there, and they're in NATO, and they're a NATO ally.
Yeah. I went to Istanbul and other parts of Turkey as a tourist about 10 years ago. It's a fascinating country, a beautiful place. The ancient history there is quite impressive. But the modern nation is equally impressive. And the way they, your point about the headscarf is very important because it was banned in public for the longest time because they know that they have this tenuous balance between the military leadership, the nominal secular government, and the very powerful Islamic communities inside that country.
And Ataturk is still a national hero. And if anybody wants to read about Islam and what can be done in the name of Islam, I mean, it's just a gap in American awareness of the Ottoman Empire and what modern Turkey is and how they've sort of held back the waves of Islamic fervor. They helped in Bosnia. When the Iranians helped in Bosnia, but the Iranians helped on religious grounds and the Turks helped on NATO, you know, democracy, democratic grounds. There's a completely different kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
The Pakis were in Bosnia as well. They were there for religious reasons. And they proselytized the Bosnians and made a secular European country more Islamic because nobody else would help them. And the Iranians came and the Turks, you know, it's just the Pygmalion effect.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a call. Dennis in King City. Dennis, I haven't heard from you in ages, and I was thinking about that the other day. I'm delighted you called.
Well, thank you, Peter. I had a stroke, so if I sound a little funny, it's because of that.
Well, I'm glad you're back in action. You back to 80, 90%, would you say?
I'd say 80.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of a slow step forward and a little step backwards, and yeah, I'm improving. I get stronger all the time.
Good.
So,
good.
I hope to be more active.
Great. What's on your mind today, Dennis?
Well, I want to talk about your topic, but I first want to talk to Scott first and say, Scott, I get a lot of calls here talking about your show. They love the show, and you're quite popular with a lot of the 540 callers. And so I'd like to participate, but I don't get your signal. It goes away at 5 o'clock. And we have an old computer of the wrong server, so I can't get you on that one. But anyway, congratulations. It sounds like a good show.
All right, I'll tell you what, Scott. Go ahead and crank up the transmitter, and I'll pay the fine, okay?
Well, I'm really champing at the bit for when, you know, we get to start spring is what I'm looking for.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get you in the spring. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me talk about Vietnam and Iraq. First of all, typical Democrats let the Republicans define the argument, define how they want to talk. It's always Iraq. They're not talking about Afghanistan. Most of the liberals, I believe, would believe that we should have went to Afghanistan, but not to Iraq based on lies. And when they talk about leaving and raising the white flag and surrendering, let me remind people, in the Vietnam War, there was 25,000 were dead, and that's when you start hearing people talking about getting out. And they could use the same damn argument you're hearing now, surrender, the white flag, and all that crap. So then we didn't get out till we lost 56,000. So we doubled at the time we were talking. So what's the number they want us to stay in Iraq for?
That's a good question, Dennis. And it's always chafed my you-know-what when people said, well, when you historically read, well, 25,000 soldiers have given their lives in Vietnam, and if we leave now, they would have died in vain. No, instead, 56,000 died in vain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so now how are we going to discuss Iraq in 10 years. Will it be an ongoing military mission like the mission in Bosnia, which the president at the time guaranteed it would be 1 year? So we're still in Bosnia.
But I don't understand why the Democrats, every time we talk about this Iraq war, they talk about how we got in. The lies. What did we hear the other day? 935 lies,
right,
between, what was it, Bush, Cheney, Powell, Rice, and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't they talk about why we're there? That's why we're upset. And what are we going to gain when we get out? I don't think we're going to gain anything because I think they're smart enough not to give up their oil. This oil law that Bush wants, I don't think they're going to get it. And that's why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Dennis, you make some great points, and I really appreciate your call today. I'm real glad to hear from you and glad you're doing better.
Well, thank you, Peter.
All right. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
All right, we go to Steve in Elk Grove. Hi, Steve. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Scott Dick.
Actually, I told your screener that the top man law professor at Stanford told me I was the finest mental health law expert attorney in the world in 1983. And before that, the top woman there, the most popular professor, Barbara Babcock, who was President Carter's first woman to be appointed in charge of the Department of Justice Civil Division of the United States, told me I was a far better private attorney general than she was or anybody else that taught law at Stanford. So I've got pretty good credentials in both areas. Now, what I'm worried about is this thing about Joshua Coors, about how Specialist Town lost its benefits. I understood that Peters interviewed Mr. Coors a couple times.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, everything that's said in that article is true, and I can prove it beyond the slightest shadow of a doubt personally, because
And let me just recap for people who may not recall, but Joshua Coors writes for The Nation, and Specialist Town returned from Iraq, injured with brain injuries, if I'm remembering correctly, and the military doctors ruled that he had a pre-existing condition and denied him medical benefits on that basis.
Yeah, from TBI to he was eliminated via what they call chapter. In other words, they discharge him, but they call it, it's a short form as chapter, and they pick the chapter, and it's basically a fraudulent enlistment when you're chaptered out for a pre-existing condition, mm-hmm. Peter, and that's why you don't get anything.
Yeah, and some of those guys have been asked to return signing bonuses because they were injured and unable to complete their tour of duty, which is deeply insulting and a real retrograde policy. But what did you want to add there, Steve?
I could add quite a bit. First of all, the law, as I understood it about 20 years ago, because it was applied to me incorrectly, was that if you'd been in the service for more than 2 years of continuous active duty, the armed forces waived that enforcement of a so-called previous condition. It doesn't exist as long as you've served more than 6 months continuous active duty, I think it was.
180 days.
No. 180 days, yeah. So that they waive it under that law, but they seem to just ignore it and don't apply it. The other one is that mental illness has no factual foundation. It never has had, even though a lot of legislatures and the Congress have passed laws saying that it exists. It actually didn't exist until 1907 when Sigmund Freud coined the term, and there was no factual foundation for it. It was invented. It was never discovered. Now, given that fact that we used to have insanity, and that was determined by juries and judges and courts.
So that's a legal, insanity is a legal term, you're right.
Exactly, but all of the provisions within the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual are just descriptions of what used to be different types of insanity. And what has happened is that the restraints that used to be placed on people in the 19th century by religion and religious values were replaced by psychiatric authority of the state. And this is not internalized, this is externalized restraint on personal freedom and personal thought. And the thing is, I've had several cases where I've had broken bones, I've gone to the VA, and they've x-rayed it, showed saw that the bones are broken, and then refused to treat them. In one case, I took the x-rays to a plastic surgeon. He went through several pounds of x-rays and told me, well, those x-rays are all junk. They should have taken lateral tomograms. They had no intention of ever treating you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my general medical doctor down in San Jose told me that 70% of the casualties coming in from Iraq were traumatic brain injuries. And these are hard to diagnose physically. You can use some CAT scans and some PET scans to demonstrate it. But the fact is, it's not that easy to objectively mm-hmm. show that they've occurred, and because of that, they're able to throw this psychiatric nonsense on you.
All right, Steve, I got to run to a break. Thanks for your call today. Nice to hear from you. We'll continue with Scott Dick in just a moment. There's another Military Religious Freedom Foundation alert about the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and also a powerful story about some whistleblowers. We'll talk about that coming up next on the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. Big crash in Salinas right now. It's eastbound 68 at Hunter Lane. We have a car and a sewage truck apparently blocking both the eastbound lanes. Traffic being rerouted into the center divide. The main problem is this truck is a sewage truck and it is spilling fluids out into the roadway. So expect delays at both directions of Highway 68 as you approach the scene. A minor problem, Carmel Valley Road east of the Mid Valley Shopping Center. Just a six-pack of sodas in the middle of the roadway. For Gilroy, 152 west of Fraser Lake Road. Big rig and a car involved in a crash. They're both
both off to the right-hand shoulder. An older crash, Santa Cruz Mountains, northbound 17 before Granite Creek Road. It's a solo spin out off to the shoulder. They do have a tow truck on the way. Some road work going on in Ben Lomond, northbound 9 between Middle Road and Western Avenue. It has the left lane shut down until the end of this month. That may cause delays in the area. And this report's brought to you by Carfax. A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. You want to avoid them? Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Hello, this is Jane Fleming with Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery in Monterey. And if you have a new emerging business like I do, consider advertising on KRXA 540 AM. KRXA is one of the best values on the Central Coast in today's competitive marketplace. Beyond Wheat has seen noticeable and consistent growth since our ads began with KRXA. We are muffins ahead in sales every month thanks to sales manager Larry Rathall. Call Larry at 394-KRXA. That's 394-5792. You'll be so glad you did.
I love coffee, I love tea. That's why Coffeetopia is the place for me. Coffee and tea, the honey and me. At Coffeetopia.
Coffeetopia at 1723 Mission Street and 3701 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz offers the finest in handcrafted espresso drinks, whether it's a traditional Italian-style cappuccino or a sweet caramel macchiato. We offer a range of full-leaf teas, a choice of chais, including our new Zawadi African chai, and organic coffees. Coffeetopia also carries local baked goods fresh daily, including French-style pastries. Or try a toasted bagel with one of our exclusive non-dairy bagel spreads, either garlic dill or smoked tofu. Coffeetopia, Santa Cruz's oldest internet cafe, offers both free wireless and computer terminals for those who need them. Coffeetopia. Remember, we're here to help.
Coffeetopia.
Pacific Grove's Joe Rombi has turned his attention to pizza. Central Coast residents and visitors can now enjoy the finest pizza this side of Italy. Whether you crave the elegant simplicity of a pizza margherita or one of Joe Rombi's signature creations, you'll fall in love with pizza all over again at Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria, next to Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina on 17th Street in Pacific Grove. Click on JoeRombi.com or call 831-373-0129. That's 373-0129.
The Peter B. Collins Show continues, brought to you in part by the Organic Wine Company. You love organic fruits and vegetables. Why not drink organic wine? It's better and better for you. Log on to ecowine.com or call Veronique now, toll free at 888-ECO-WINE. That's 1-888-ECOWINE. Time for more with Scott Dick here on the Peter B. Collins Show, our contributor on military and veterans issues. And whistleblowers or extreme Christians, which would you prefer, Scott?
I'll take extreme Christians for five, Alex.
Okay. Well, we've talked before with Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and they've sent up a warning flare. Once again, the scene is the Air Force Academy. And the allegation is that they invited some people there who were supposed to be experts on Islam, only they are Christians. And they've been paid $13,000 for their appearance at the Air Force Academy. And the Military Religious Freedom Foundation says that this is typical to invite born-again Christians to address cadets on terrorism, rather than experts who could actually teach students something about the Middle East.
How do I get a contract like that? Man.
Well, call the Air Force.
$13,000. You know, this is the guy that, I don't know if you saw the story, maybe we talked about it, Peter, maybe we didn't, about the guy who got fired. He got fired from the Department of Defense. The right-wingers saying because he insulted Gates's, one of his senior deputies.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is supposedly a Islamic expert, although he's never taken any classes. He doesn't have any university background. And actually, he wasn't even an employee. He was a contractor, and they didn't renew his contract. And in fact, they said he was a political embarrassment because he's a right-wing religious conservative nut. Now, he got the job under Rumsfeld, and they don't want him around anymore because he's no Islamic expert or scholar or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that contract was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so maybe they just hired him. His name's Steve Emerson or something like that, or the guy it's incredible where these people get jobs. It's like the 150 graduates of the Liberty Law School who were employed by the Department of Justice and still are.
Yep.
And Liberty, of course, I don't know. You know, Peter, that's the Falwell's.
Pat Robertson or Falwell? I get them confused.
I think it's Falwell's.
Yeah, it's in Lynchburg, Virginia, and it is a right-wing school. And you are correct that their law school graduates have populated the Justice Department since John Ashcroft came in.
Well, you see the same kind of people entering in the Department of Defense, and I think that to Gates' credit, they are purging is the word I just like to use, even though it's not a purge, because when you just don't renew a guy's contract, that's hardly a purge.
Mm-hmm.
Just saving taxpayers some change, and maybe they'll hire an expert instead of an idiot.
Well, the three men who earned the $13,000 for going to conduct these seminars at the Air Force Academy have been criticized by academic professors and others who've heard them speak in the U.S. and Canada, and they say that some of the stories they tell border on the fantastic. One of them, Kamal Salim, claims that he infiltrated Israel as a child to plant bombs via a network of tunnels underneath the Golan Heights. The only problem is no such incidents have ever been reported. They also question how three middle-aged men who claim they were recruited as teenagers or younger could have been steeped in the violent religious ideology that only became prevalent in the 1980s when they were well into their 20s or 30s. So.
Dang, I hate facts, Peter, because I always mess up a good story. Peter, I have to mention something I saw at the L.A. airport.
Okay.
Yesterday we flew in from Newark and took American Airlines and got shuttled over to the American Eagle because we flew the Puddle Jumper back to Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
And I love propeller airplanes, so it doesn't scare me, but those little planes scare a lot of people. So we're sitting there minding our own business, and a young man, I'm talking teenager, he didn't look a day over 19, came in, he was carrying a heavy backpack, and he had two prosthetic legs, and they were totally modern. And I told my wife, I said, that's obviously an Iraqi vet.
Mm-hmm.
And when he turned, I didn't see he also was missing a right arm. He's out there in public. He's completely mobile. And I just think he's at most 20, probably 19. His hair was down almost to his shoulders, and he was wearing a baseball cap pitched on the back of his head. And he looked like he was from somewhere in the Midwest, the South. You know, he was wearing a Lakers T-shirt, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of his service, you know, and not shy about showing the world that his casualty of the war in Iraq. And you know what? When you examine the war in Iraq, they claim it's a central effort on the war on terror, but they haven't said how it is, and they haven't said how establishing a democracy in Iraq will end terrorism. They haven't done it, and I see this kid, and it really puts a face on the failure of the Bush administration and brings home just the incredible stupidity and the incompetence, and it was sad, actually.
Yeah. Well, here's something a little more uplifting, but has a dark side to it, too. There are two Americans that I think we should be proud of, Jeff Kenner and Tamara Elshaug, E-L-S-H-A-U-G. They used to be managers for a company called Sioux Manufacturing, which is located in North Dakota, and they made fabrics that are inserted inside helmets, and they cut corners to save money and to speed up the process, also to make more money. And as a result, these two former managers sued the company as whistleblowers, and they asked for $159 million in damages. But a settlement is in the works now at the $2 million level. And it's just shameful that this is another area of war profiteering and exploitation that has put our soldiers at risk. And while these whistleblowers didn't get what they deserved, they did call attention to it, and the company has been fined and will have to improve its fabrication of helmet materials in the future.
Yeah, they'll get a contract to fix it. The more money from the taxpayer to take care of the stuff they lied and stole from the government before, I love it.
Well, you're probably right about that. Scott, thanks for a great hour. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Anytime, Peter. Thanks.
Free Speech Zone is next. You want to comment on Mitt Romney's withdrawal from the presidential race? That could be topic A. Call me. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company, which offers more than 60 different wines made with certified organic grapes. Veronique, French wines are intimidating for some American consumers. Mm-hmm. How do you help break it down for us?
Don't be intimidated. What is there to be intimidated about? There's nothing too exotic about them. You either like them or you don't like them. You know, it's really simple. You either like Van Gogh or you don't. You either like the Beatles or you don't. You know, wines are really a form of a vibration in a bottle, just like poetry, just like music. And you know the style of music that you like. So maybe you're going to love French wines. And then go for it.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE toll-free. That's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
On this vote, the yeas are 380, the nays are 34. The motion is adopted.
The House just approved a revised economic stimulus package, the same measure okayed by the Senate this afternoon. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
After a deal was struck to include Social Security recipients and veterans on disability, Congress acted with lightning speed to pass the bill and get it to the president. Almost all lower and middle class working families will get checks. For most, $600 per adult, $300 per child. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the whole idea is to move fast.
The word will go to the IRS to begin the process of getting these checks out.
It will still take until early summer to do that, and the hope is people will take the money and immediately go out and spend it to either prevent a recession or bring the country out of one faster. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush has already pledged to sign it. Mitt Romney's prospects dimmed after a poor showing on Super Tuesday. Today, his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination faded to black.
If this were only about me, I'd go on. But it's never been only about me.
He said he's stepping aside for the good of the party to help deprive Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama of a victory in November. Romney made his announcement in a speech to the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. Mark Ambender, CBS News chief political consultant, was there.
The crowd, mostly full of Romney supporters, I should say, was stunned. They had no idea it was coming. And when he began to inform them that he was going to suspend his campaign in order to try and unify the party, the crowd began to shout, "No, no."
Later in the day, John McCain tried to assure the same group of his conservative credentials.
If I am so fortunate as to be the Republican nominee for president, I will offer Americans in what will be a very challenging and spirited contest, a clearly conservative approach to governing.
McCain was politely received, except when he mentioned his position on illegal immigration. That drew a chorus of boos. The death toll in the southern tornadoes reached 58 today.
This is Jim Grizzle in Middle Tennessee. Distraught and disbelieving storm victims wander gullies and open fields in desperate search for what little they can salvage. Splintered furniture, banged up appliances, mud-covered toys and stuffed animals, cherished family photos, books, letters and Bibles.
In a debris-strewn field in Castalion Springs, Tennessee, searchers found what looked like a doll. It turned out to be an 11-month-old baby, still alive. Nearly half a million pieces of kids' jewelry are being recalled. Nikki Fleming is a spokeswoman for the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The recalled pendants and charms contain high levels of lead, and we do know lead is toxic if ingested by young children and can cause adverse health effects.
The pewter pieces were made in Korea. The Dow up 46 points today. The Nasdaq gained 14. This is CBS News.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, in a typical utopia, you spend hours frolicking in lush green meadows and splashing around in crystal clear waterfalls. But in an auto insurance utopia, you can compare Progressive rates to those of other top companies all in about 8 minutes, leaving you plenty of time for, well, frolicking. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Mr. Blue Light here with Greg. And Greg, what are you going to get your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, she said she didn't want anything. She's cool like that.
Oh, no. Greg, what she means by that is that she wants you to surprise her with something from the heart.
Oh, dear.
This Valentine's Day, Kmart's Best of Blue is filled with items she'll love, like diamond earrings, pajama sets, or a beautiful Journey pendant.
Wait, so when I call home and she tells me to stay out with my buddies, that means...
Come home now.
No way.
How common is domestic violence? You might be surprised. CBS News correspondent Harley Carnes has the story.
Sometimes life under the same roof is hell for someone.
1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men in our study experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or former spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or someone they were dating.
This is a report from the Centers for Disease Control. Epidemiologist Michelle Black says the level of violence among young people, college age, is alarming. Lisa James at the Family Violence Prevention Fund says doctors and nurses and others need to be more proactive.
Healthcare providers can ask about domestic violence when they're seeing patients, and they should be routinely asking about abuse. And then they can be working with their patients to help them address their health problems in the context of violence.
Harley Carnes, CBS News.
One activist says living in a dangerous and stressful environment is like living in a war zone. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
I'm a midnight milk drinker. I have to be when my heartburn hits. When it does, I just grab a carton and chug it.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Don't let your message get lost in the crowd. Office Depot takes care of that. With 49-cent color copy to make sure your work stands out. Only at Office Depot will Xerox certified print specialists bring the proven power of color to your message. In presentations, brochures, flyers, and more. So hurry into Office Depot today and get your business noticed. Office Depot, taking care of business with 49-cent color copies. Valid for letter and legal-size single-sided copies on up to 28-pound paper stock.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, and this is the hour we set aside for your phone calls. It's called the Free Speech Zone. All you got to do is pick up that fancy wireless device you carry around, yeah, that iPhone, and call me toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. That's my toll-free number. Lines are open for you right now, and Brian is taking your calls.
Been in the cave for 40 days, only a spark to light my way. I want to give out, I want to give in. This is our crime, this is our sin. But I still believe, through the pain and through the grief, through the lies, through the storms, through the cries, and through the wars.
That's a nice little affirmation from a band called The Call. Came out of Santa Cruz in the mid-1980s. Michael Bean, bass player and the front man. Not sure where he is now, but he had a bit part. Played one of the apostles in The Temptation of Christ. Anyway, that's our musical tidbit for the moment. 888-5-PETER-B. You know the rules here. You can talk about any subject. You can call from any point of view. There's no political correctness that will be applied to you. And you can call from anywhere within the sound of my voice, including our online audience sprawled around the world, from Costa Rica to Japan to Hawaii to Pacifica, California. 888-5-PETER-B. You're welcome to join the conversation. Mitt Romney has bailed out of the Republican presidential race, and I'm not going to miss him. But gosh, he was a one-man stimulus package. $87 million that Romney raised and spent, most of it from himself, $35 million. $35 million is the figure attributed to Mitt Romney's self-financing of this failed presidential run. And the numbers are astounding. I mean, Romney, $87 million. Rudy Giuliani spent variously reported $49 or $59 million and got not a single delegate. And now Hillary Clinton is dipping into her personal fortune. We learned yesterday that sometime in January, because of the pace that Barack Obama was raising money at, she decided that to be competitive, she had to put in $5 million of her own money. Now, I know the Clintons have done well since Bill left the presidency. He had a $10 million book deal, and I don't know, her book deal must have been in the millions as well. They bought a fancy house in Chappaqua. They bought a fancy house in Washington. And I'm not sure really where she came up with $5 million in cash. Certainly they may have assets and that sort of thing. Maybe she borrowed it. We don't know. But that is an interesting tidbit just about the pace of campaign finance and the funding gap between Obama and Clinton. And in particular, what did I get a blurb today? Obama got a big infusion from MoveOn.org. Let me see if I can find this in my email. $7.9 million. Now, this appears to be, let me get this correct, because this is from my friend Ari Melber at The Nation magazine. And says, Barack Obama just shattered another grassroots fundraising record, drawing over $7.9 million in a two-day juggernaut ending Thursday. The large haul, driven by two separate internet campaigns, fortifies Obama's political operations, and members of Move On donated over $320,000 of that nearly $8 million in an overnight web campaign. So that really shows strength and momentum. Obama is continuing to build that momentum, and I think that is worth commenting on. One other thing before we go to your calls. I have been a critic of the Bush administration for the show trials that it has put on, starting with the father and son from the Lodi Mosque. Then we had the Lackawanna team that not only couldn't shoot straight, they couldn't shoot at all. And most recently, we had the Liberty City Seven, a group of charitably morons from the Miami area. And these people were put on trial. One of them was flatly acquitted. The others were the subject of a hung jury. And these are people who allegedly were planning to blow up the Sears Tower. Only not one of them had ever even been to Chicago. And they were put up to this by a paid government informant, similar to what happened in Lodi, similar to what we've seen in other cases, where a paid FBI or other government informant not only infiltrates these alleged terrorist cells, but they openly encourage them to break the law, to form a conspiracy, and to basically create the conditions under which they can be tried. And in the case of this Liberty City 7 group, I mean, these were people who thought that they might be able to get some cash out of this guy who had joined their group, who they did not know was an FBI informant. And so they're playing along with him. And the FBI informant is the guy who said, you know, I think we should all swear loyalty to Osama bin Laden. What do you say? And these guys said, okay, man, yeah, let's do it. Let's pledge allegiance to Osama bin Laden, man. Little did they know they were being taped, surveilled. And ultimately, when this was put before a jury, they failed to convict. So what does the government do? The one guy who was flatly acquitted in the case, his name is Lyglenson Lamoran. He's 33 years old. has no criminal record. He's a permanent legal resident of the United States. He was born in Haiti. The day after his acquittal, he was taken to an immigration center, and officials announced they would begin deportation proceedings. They're accusing him of the same things that the jury acquitted him of. And they're going to throw him out of the country because immigration law has a much lower burden of proof than that required for a verdict against this guy in the criminal case where the government failed. And this is just reprehensible. I don't know this guy, and you know, I'm not making any special case that he deserves to remain in this country because maybe there's something I don't know. But based on the facts presented here, this is just another incursion on our constitutional values. As the government desperate to do something to this guy, who was framed by their own paid informant. So, well, let's deport him. That's available to us, and we can get away with it. And, well, they probably will. Let's go to your calls now, 888-5-PETER-B. It's the Free Speech Zone. Dave from Eureka, you're up first. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Peter. I tried to call in earlier when you had Faz on because a subject that I think needs to be considered is that when this government tries to hold on to the right to torture, it needs to be noted that one never uses torture to get at the truth. One uses torture to get your prisoner to say what you want him to say.
Well, that's a good point, and I would just add this to it, and I credit Naomi Klein. This is really the book of the year for me, The Shock Doctrine. And we've been trying to schedule her on the show, and now she's working on another book and is not doing interviews. I'm frustrated by that. But Naomi Klein pointed out that the whole use of torture is not only to, you know, impose these conditions on the subject, him or herself, but to set an example for the rest of us. And one of the reasons why the Bush administration has played this cat and mouse game about, oh, we don't torture, but yeah, we use enhanced interrogation techniques, and we won't tell you which ones because we don't want our enemy to find out so that they can train for it. What they're really telling us is, as American citizens, you could be next. And the Military Commissions Act, in the language that was adopted in the fall of 2006, permits the president to designate you, Dave, or me, Peter, as an unlawful enemy combatant, and under those circumstances, we could be sent to Gitmo without charges, without trial, and we could be subject to the same enhanced interrogation techniques that the government now admits were used on at least three alleged al-Qaeda leaders. And this crosses a line that is un-American and is unconstitutional, and it is part of the larger picture to build up the power of the executive branch to a near dictator level in this country and to intimidate the average American into submitting and not complaining about tapped telephone calls, intercepted emails, or other forms that violate our constitutional rights. Because not only will we be accused of being unpatriotic, but we could be subject to the same treatment that these detainees are getting at Guantanamo and elsewhere.
Terrible, terrible things have happened to our country and are still happening to it. And I wish somehow, some way, we could come up with a way to deal with that. And I know a lot of us would do damn near anything if we could, but...
Well, it's going to be a long haul, Dave. We're going to have to fight hard to repair the damage. And email came through today, and gosh, at the moment I can't tell you who it came from. But they're making the point that we need to really force Clinton and Obama to tell us a few things over the course of these next few debates. And I want to hear explicitly from both candidates about whether they will continue to leave Guantanamo open. And let's not just leave it there. That's the one we know about. But Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan is a scene of torture and interrogation and unlawful detention. And we believe that there are other sites around the world that have not been disclosed to the American public. We need to hear those candidates take firm positions about reinstating habeas corpus, about putting us back in compliance with the Geneva Conventions. And as a bonus, I want to know what kind of judges they'll appoint to the Supreme Court. And I want to hear one of them say, you know, the court has been packed with conservatives, and my first two nominees will not be conservative.
Right.
We need to hear that, because this is one of the most important issues that we face. And we can't go softly just because, you know, we really want a Democrat to win badly. We need to examine these candidates carefully on these real critical issues.
One thing that I think would help get at the truth is that they would include Mike Gravel in some of the debates. He hasn't thrown in the towel yet. He doesn't get much coverage. He doesn't get many votes. But he has something to say that they'd have to answer to.
Right. All right, Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break and return. More of your phone calls coming up next in the Free Speech Zone. I've got a line open for you. Toll free, it's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372, The Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hello, I'm Barbara Mossberg. You know you move too fast, and I'm inviting you to join me starting this Sunday to slow down for our poetry hour. Here's the lowdown on our poetry hoedown. Meet me at high noon and we'll make the morning last right here on KRXA 540.
What you know when?
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Checking traffic on KRXA, and we do have a couple of problems still out there. Salinas, eastbound 68 at Hunter Lane. Better news, car and a water truck moved out of the lanes now. Traffic may still be pretty heavy, though, as you approach the scene. For Santa Clara County, 152 at Fraser Lake Road. Big rig and a car involved in a crash. That's in the final clearing stages now, off to the right-hand shoulder. Carmel, an accident, Rio Road east of Highway 1. It looks like a two-car fender bender. That's off to the shoulder. CHP is on the scene sorting things out. Highway 17 currently checks in, stalling accident-free. And got a new problem coming in southbound 101 after Camphora Gloria Road. It looks like a pickup truck pulling a trailer on fire. There's flames underneath this vehicle off to the shoulder. Fire department is on the way. Northbound 9 between Middle Road and Western Avenue in Ben Lomond, the left lane shut down for what they're calling roadway rehabilitation. That goes on until the end of this month, so that may cause delays out there. And this is brought to you by Carfax. A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. You want to avoid them? Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. That's traffic on KRXA.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Monopoly 21, checkers and chess. Mr. Fred Lassie in a breakfast mess. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk.
All right, let's get to the spoofing on Andy part, will ya?
Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis, too? Are we losing touch?
So, do you believe they put a man on the moon? I actually do, but there are some skeptics out there. Next on the Free Speech Zone hotline is Rob in Cameron Park, right there on Highway 50 on the way to Tahoe. Hello, Rob.
Hi there, Peter. Good evening.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad Super Tuesday's over with, because there are other things to pay attention to.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I always think I need to do more myself, but you know, some good things. Some people have called into your show and others talking about local initiatives where they've barred corporate contributions in their own local elections.
Right.
That's a good thing. One of my pet causes, which I'm hoping to get more active this year in between helping the wife take care of kids, borderline special needs, but anyway, is instant runoff voting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something we start pushing that, you know, from the ground, the bottom up. I know there was a thing recently about 2 months ago in the state assembly, you know, whatever the term is, they did pass a very limited instant runoff voting. You know, they would have allowed you to vote for, you know, dog catcher, mayor, whatever,
mm-hmm.
city-level things, but that was vetoed by Schwarzenegger. But we need to push that. Can we get it on the ballot?
You know, do you know who carried that legislation?
Boy, you know, I forgot that. Mm-hmm. I was coming around Tuesday morning through the Green Party website, and
yeah.
There was, you know, committees and issues, and it was a link over to that.
All right, well, if you find info on the bill, why don't you send it to me, peter@peterbcollins.com. I think that the whole instant runoff voting issue is fascinating, and it is a process that could get us past the lock that the two parties have on our electoral system. But, Rob, I do want to give you just a bit of warning that we had what I call an unintended consequence in San Francisco over the last couple of years. There's a man who recently had to resign from the Board of Supervisors named Ed Ju. And Ed was elected from a district where, in fact, he did not reside. And that was the reason that he got bounced. In the meantime, he's being pursued in a federal graft or corruption a payoff investigation. But the other issue that surfaced is that he won as a result of instant runoff voting. And he was the third choice of most of the voters. And because they couldn't agree on a first choice and a second choice, the way the IRV worked, he ended up the winner by just a handful of votes in a relatively small universe. I think the total was maybe 40,000 votes cast, and he won by maybe 100 in the third round of the instant runoff. And so that doesn't mean that the system is completely wrong just because one bad apple got through. But I think we do have to look at it and make sure that in our desire to level the playing field for independent or third-party candidates, that we don't create a monster that can be manipulated in another way.
Fair enough. like to see some of the, you know, further campaign reform, you know, pull out corporate contributions. I'm not sure, you know, we were discussing this at lunch, some friends and I, the McCain-Feingold one from was very much against it. I'm kind of neutral on it, but it does seem odd not to let people pay at all. But corporations, come on, they're not people. Make these guys take their own take-home pay if they really want to fund a campaign for something. And all make right. the 20 top board members say, you know.
Rob, thank you very much.
Dilemma.
I got to run to a break, but that's Rob in Cameron Park. Thank you. More calls next.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
At Homescapes Carmel, it's important to us that we appeal to both the senses and the sensibilities of our customers. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I invite you to explore, touch, and discover all the unique items we have at Homescapes in downtown Carmel. For importers like us, nothing beats finding eclectic and worldly things in their native lands and then bringing them home to Carmel by the sea. Homescapes Carmel is on the corner of 7th and Dolores, and as soon as you walk through the doors, you'll share in the thrill of discovery. We have a wide range of furnishings and accessories that exemplify wabi-sabi, celebrating the beauty, functionality, and morality of living green. At Homescapes Carmel, we're dedicated to our customers, to our employees, and to our community. We look forward to working with you to make your home the perfect blend of comfort, beauty, and individuality. Please stop by Homescapes Carmel on 7th and Dolores. We are open 7 days a week from 10 to 6. You can call us at 831-624-6499 or check us out at homescapescarmel.com.
Jim Moore Income Tax in Watsonville has been helping Monterey Bay Area residents with personal income tax preparation for more than 20 years. And this year, Manager Juan Gonzalez is prepared to assist all taxpayers take advantage of tax credits and rebates especially targeted for the eco-minded. The staff of Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in fast professional income tax preparation at a very reasonable price. Do you have a naughty tax problem? Let Juan Gonzalez and his staff provide the expert assistance you need. Jim Moore Income Tax is located at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. This year, let Juan Gonzalez show you where the green is for green living taxpayers. Visit Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville. Be sure to take copies of your 2006 tax return and all of your 2007 W-2s and 1099s. Remember Jim Moore Income Tax for all of your tax preparation needs.
Pacific Grove's Joe Rombi has turned his attention to pizza. Central Coast residents and visitors can now enjoy the finest pizza this side of Italy. Whether you crave the elegant simplicity of a pizza margherita or one of Joe Rombi's signature creations, like the Totally Chipotle, Crazy for Mushrooms, or famous Malrose, you'll fall in love with pizza all over again at Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria, next door to Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina on 17th Street in Pacific Grove. And with the holiday season approaching, if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina, with accommodations for groups of any size from 10 to 60. So for great dinners or private parties, it's Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina, next door to Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria. Click on joerombi.com or call 831-373-2416. Or for pizza, call 373-0129.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show. Weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in SoCal Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Ray of frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive and Porter Street in SoCal.
Yeah.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We're rolling on in the Peter B. Collins Show Free Speech Zone. Lines available. Call me toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Are you going to miss Mitt Romney? And as it happens, Ben was on the line from Monterey a few minutes ago, but couldn't stay on. And Ben was calling to talk about delegates and super delegates. He doesn't like the setup. And Ben and others, I just want to alert you that on tomorrow's program, we're going to interview Thomas Gangalli. And he has a brand new book out called From the Primaries to the Polls, How to Repair America's Broken Presidential Nomination Process. And he has an explicit plan that we'll discuss with him and outline for you. It would change the way our primaries are conducted, get out of the front-loaded Super Tuesday zone that we just experienced this week. And I think it presents some really interesting critiques of the current system and some good ideas for improving it. So that'll be tomorrow during our first hour, which is 3:30 Pacific time for most of our listeners, and it's about 4:30 Pacific time for our weekend listeners in Portland, Oregon, on KPOJ 620. Hope you got all that figured out. 35 minutes after the hour, we get a live report from Tom Unsicker in Washington, D.C., coming up in a moment. But Jake is on the line from Eureka. Hello, Jake. Go right ahead.
Hey, Peter B., how's it going?
Pretty good.
And as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, hasta la vista, Mitt Romney. Hey, you know, it's interesting to hear some of the comparisons that are being made. I just heard the comparison to what happened in 76 when Reagan lost the Republican primary to Ford, then went on to capture the nomination 4 years later in 1980. Goldwater, of course, did the same thing in 1960. He lost to Nixon. And then in 64, Goldwater was the Republican nominee. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, you know, supported Barry Goldwater as a Goldwater girl. So some people are saying that Mitt Romney might have a future 4 years from now, but considering how much money he spent, does he have any money left, Peter B.?
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I know. He's got about, what, $400 million left after the $100 million he spent here?
Well, you know, the figure is that he spent about $35 or $37 million of his own money.
Well, the thing is, actually, I heard somebody from Michael Huckabee's campaign say that they believe he spent about $100 million. They think that Mitt Romney is lowballing the actual number.
The total spending over the last year is pegged by the New York Times at $87
million. Wow.
And this same article reports that the total that he has loaned his campaign is $35 million. But there could be some vagaries in there. He may have made some outright contributions that he doesn't expect to be paid back. And now that he's shut down the campaign, he can kiss that $35 million goodbye for the most part, too. So, it's a murky number, but it's somewhere north of $35 million and just under $87.
So he must have spent about, what, $300,000, $400,000 per delegate?
Let's see.
A lot of money there.
Romney spent $87 million, got 133 delegates. So it's $654,000 per delegate by Romney. And by comparison, Huckabee is the cheapskate in the race. Let me find it here. Blah, 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 blah. Huckabee has spent far less. I can't find it in the article. I'm sorry.
Do you think this is a situation now where John McCain's going to be forced into picking Mike Huckabee as his running mate?
I think there's tremendous pressure on him to do that, and all you got to do is look at the Super Tuesday map.
That's right. And McCain needs the South, and Huckabee won the South.
Right. I mean, the whole Republican strategy, let's look at the maps, the red state maps from 2000 and 2004. For McCain to be viable, he's got to win all those states. And that's not a given because of his weakness on the Bible, his weakness on immigration. This is perceived from the far right, not from me. And so I think that he really needs to shore up whatever support is missing. And Huckabee can deliver that. So it's kind of a trade-off. Huckabee for the God Squad or Romney for the cash?
Well, you know, if Obama is a Democratic nominee, it won't matter because the Democrats will win. I think, obviously, the Republicans realize their only chance at a victory in November is a Hillary Clinton nomination because Hillary Clinton cannot win any southern states.
Well, I think that is true. And Obama made the point in a news conference in Chicago on Wednesday, and in some ways I think he should let other people discuss this, the inside politics stuff for him. But he made the point that he believes that almost everyone who has voted for Hillary in the primaries to date would move over and support him in the general election if he is the nominee. And he said, we cannot make the same claim in reverse. That she does not win the same subset of voters that Obama has pulled into the primaries, particularly young. And I think the African-American vote, and I'm not trying to take black voters for granted, but just like the progressives who supported Kucinich and Edwards are wedged into the Democratic Party and will hold their nose and vote for any Democratic nominee over a Republican, I think it's fair to say that most African Americans would support Hillary Clinton if she's the nominee. But I think that the independents and the young voters that Obama has drawn out in record numbers, we can't make the same guarantee we can't with certitude suggest that those voters would switch to Hillary in the event that Obama doesn't get the nomination.
Well, that's correct, Peter B. I mean, of course, the independents clearly prefer Obama, and they're turning out in large numbers to vote for him. If he's not the Democratic nominee in the fall, those independents, you know, they may just stay home or, worse yet, vote for McCain.
Yeah. All right, Jake, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Always good to hear from you. Tom Unsicker is there. He's in Washington, D.C. after his 3,000-mile bicycle trek that started on December 15th in Santa Cruz. And he made his entrance to Washington, D.C. today and made a live appearance on the National Bill Press radio show. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Peter B., and actually it's 4,000 miles.
4,000? Holy cow. Well, I believed your website.
Oh, okay. I haven't checked it for a day or two.
Oh, on the map page it says a 3,000-mile trip. And so I will defer to you because you pedaled every damn mile, and you probably know.
According to my speedometer, it's 3,965 miles today.
Wow. Well, tell us how things went today. I know you were on with Bill Press.
Bill is an incredible person. He runs an incredibly tight show and a very good interviewer. I enjoyed every minute of it and was absolutely in awe. We went from there to the halls of Congress and delivered a few packages of courage.
Yeah? And you got past the Capitol Police security contingent there with your precious cargo?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. What was really interesting, we parked the bike in the trailer, or I parked my bike in my trailer at a bike rack. They actually have a bike rack in front of one of the house office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I brought in a bag of balls and started walking around. I went to Congressman Farr's office first because he is my local congressman.
Right.
And we went around the entire building and delivered courage to every single Democratic representative in that building.
Mm-hmm.
We finished the whole building.
And how do they receive you? We've had mixed reactions from people we've talked to, because I guess they consider the cojones icon or image a little bit risque or maybe embarrassing.
Well, we received reactions verging from polite indifference to twinkling eyes to outright approval. And most of it was a hearty laugh, and this is really great. We're going to give them to the. We're going to make sure that the representatives receive them.
Mm-hmm.
We did get some FaceTime with Congressman Cragen from Wisconsin.
Great.
And he was very in tune with it. He
a little louder, Tom. I'm sorry, we got a weak connection.
Sorry about that, Peter. He was in tune with the project. Appreciated the package. And was more interested in the bicycle trip than anything else.
Oh, great. And so how much time did you get to tell this Congress member the voices that you heard on your route from Santa Cruz to Washington?
about probably close to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he listened, and I believe he heard me. I put a 3-page epistle in his hand that detailed the voices, and I'm hoping that he will read it. When we left the building, though, excuse me, we had neglected to tell security. My wife, Connie, flew out and was helping me distribute the packages today.
Right.
But when we got out of the building, looked at the trailer, and there were two policemen standing over it, and we almost had our trailer blown up.
No kidding.
They were getting ready to tow it away because it was a suspicious, like left luggage in an airport.
Right. Huh. Well, I'm glad you got there in time. That would have gotten you news in a way that you wouldn't hope for.
You really didn't want, but they tipped us off on who to notify and how to notify him, so not a problem. All of our packages went through the x-ray machines really well.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take my shoes off, and it worked out. The highlight of the day, though, was that we had lunch in one of the Senate cafeterias.
Mm-hmm.
And they are famous for their navy bean soup.
Yeah.
And I can truly testify that after eating their navy bean soup, I will understand completely why the Senate is so full of hot air.
Yes, the gas bags are well fueled, and of course taxpayers subsidize the Senate and House dining rooms. So
that's true, but the soup was excellent. It's just like Mom used to make.
Oh, that's great. Well, Tom, thanks for checking in. Anything else you want to report from Washington, D.C.?
I was at the CPAC conference later in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Conservative Political Action Committee.
Right.
And the reaction to Mitt Romney's withdrawal was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
There was weeping, gnashing of teeth. There were people in the lobby of this incredible hotel holding up signs saying, "Conservatives against McCain, rally here." It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
There were... Literally, I was amazed at the number of young people that were in attendance at this conference, mostly Romney supporters.
Well, I thought maybe they were there to see Ann Coulter and see which Democrat she'll claim is gay this year.
That's a possibility. But I was wearing my Captain America suit.
Mm-hmm.
And actually had people coming up and patting me on the back saying, great outfit.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you were well received by the right wing there as they gathered in Washington. Well, Tom, thanks a lot. I'm glad you made the trip. And again, people can visit your website, courage2congress.com, www.courage2congress.com, and catch up with your quest. And I hope you have another successful round of visits with members of Congress tomorrow.
And if anybody gives us FaceTime during your show, we will definitely try for a remote.
Well, we will accept a break-in at any moment.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tom, good to talk to you. That's Tom Unsicker, who rode his bike from Santa Cruz to Washington, D.C., and he's carrying that courage to Congress. Ginger in Eureka, you're next here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Oh, wait a minute. Ginger's gone, and it's R.J. Shulman. Do we have R.J.?
Yes, we do. How you doing, Peter B.?
I'm doing great, R.J. Thanks for checking in with us today. You're, of course, the journalist who was fired from 13 major daily papers, and now you publish at your own website at the Post Times Sun Dispatch on the web at ptsd1.blogspot.com. And, of course, we were just hearing about the Conservative Political Action Conference where Mitt Romney decided to tell Republicans that he's out of the race today.
That is correct, but there is part of the story that you didn't hear anywhere else, and that was the real reason why Romney left the race.
Well, we're dying to know. Tell us.
Well, he left the race because he had to suspend his candidacy until he could figure out what his real positions were on the issues.
And you have a quote here. "I'm cut and running from my campaign for myself. I am cut and running for America. The last thing we need in a time of war is a candidate with more money than brains and more positions than the Kama Sutra."
That's what he said, and I cannot believe this was not picked up by the mainstream media.
Well, you know, they've got Karl Rove now anchoring over at Fox. You can't imagine that he'd want to get something like that out in the public.
No, he wouldn't. Just Valerie Plame's name, but not any of the real names.
All right, now what about McCain? He is now the official front runner in the Republican nominating process, and you've got an exclusive on him today.
Yeah, that's correct, especially with Romney bowing out. And with all the heat that he has been taking, especially from the conservative radio talk show host, he has been pleading with his Republican colleagues to accept him as a real conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that he's basically so conservative that he, would make Ronald Reagan look like a communist. He's really willing to say and do anything to be considered a conservative.
He goes on to say, I'm so conservative that I will not only cut taxes for rich people, I will eliminate them entirely. Heck, I'll even pay rich people back all the taxes they ever paid in the past to the IRS. I'm so conservative, McCain added, that I'll shoot anyone who supports Roe versus Wade and propose legislation to kill anyone who ever had or assisted with an abortion since 1972. Wow.
Yeah, I think that maybe some of the medication is wearing off, but he just got so wound up in this speech that he said, I don't know if we can say this on the radio, but he said that, to get the religious right, that he'd even eat a friggin' Bible until he would actually, excrete the Gospels.
Well, and he goes on to say here, I'm so conservative, I'll bring Terry Schiavo back to life. I'll personally drive an 18-wheeler full of OxyContin to Rush Limbaugh's house.
Yeah, I mean, this was an amazing statement that he made. He's really trying for that conservative vote.
Well, RJ, thanks for checking in today. People should read the rest of the story, the stuff you don't get in the corporate media, ptsd1.blogspot.com. That's reporter RJ Shulman. We're going to take a break and return for more calls in the Free Speech Zone. You're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Checking traffic on KRXA, and things have calmed down quite a bit for our final look at traffic tonight. Soledad, southbound 101 after Camphora Gloria Road. We had reports of a car fire on the shoulder. It was a pickup truck pulling a trailer. Looks like fire department is on the scene, and that's been put out. But look for some heavy traffic, of course, as you approach the scene. Also at Soledad, heads up, northbound 101 before Arroyo Seco Road. A truck lost a bunch of pieces of wood. Those are in the right-hand lane. Highway 68 eastbound at Hunter Lane in Salinas, the scene of an earlier crash, car and a water truck. That's been moved out of the way, but you may still be seeing some heavy traffic as you go through the area. Highway 17, Santa Cruz Mountains, currently checks in, Stalin, accident-free. The Fishhook, southbound 17, over to southbound 1. Of course, you're seeing those evening brake lights there. And in Ben Lomond, northbound 9 from Middle Road out to Western Avenue. The left lane still shut down for what they're calling roadway rehabilitation. That goes on until the 29th, so be prepared for delays there. This is brought to you by Carfax. That used car you're buying smell a little fishy. It may have been damaged in the floods of Hurricane Katrina. The government warns that flood-damaged cars are not safe. Ask for a Carfax vehicle history report or go to carfax.com. That's traffic on KRXA.
Hi there, KRXA listeners. This is Hal on behalf of the Central Avenue Bakery. Tina and her staff want to thank all of you for becoming regulars at the Central Avenue Bakery at 173 Central Avenue in beautiful Pacific Grove. February is a special month at the Central Avenue Bakery as they celebrate Valentine's Day with an Italian buffet and a free glass of wine with every dinner. Space is limited, so make your reservations for Valentine's Day now. Then, at the end of February, Central Avenue Bakery celebrates its third anniversary with live music, free food, and prizes. Enjoy organic foods, pastries, and coffee. They also have a gluten-free menu and many organic gluten-free pastries. Stop by one of my favorite restaurants, the Central Avenue Bakery in Pacific Grove, today.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
We're in the home stretch here on the Peter B. Collins Show, taking your phone calls in the free speech zone, 888-5 Peter B. If you want to join in, 888-573-8372. You can always email me, peter@peterbcollins.com. Or if you're, you know, not agreeing with me, try fullofit@peterbcollins.com. Don't add the SH, it'll go somewhere else, but full of it will reach me. Carol in Sacramento is listening on 1240 KSAC. Hello, Carol.
Hi there. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was a supporter of Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he suspended, I like the word suspended his race, of course, votes still will go to him. I understand that. But I was faced with a dilemma of who to support.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I have a history of voting for black candidates. Even from my first time I ever voted, I voted for Ed Brooke from Massachusetts when I was studying in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And he became the first black senator from Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate.
That's right.
And by the way, I am a loyal Democrat, but he was a Republican.
You're correct.
I voted for him because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
Because the civil rights was a big thing at the movement. I was, as a college student, the civil rights was really catching on fire, and we had people come to our campus and so on, and I became an ardent supporter of the civil rights movement, and I felt that African Americans should have play a role in public service and public office.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in Chicago, I voted for Carol Moseley Braun, who later became the first black and first woman senator from the state of Illinois in the U.S. Senate. And
unfortunately, she was a loser.
Well, she played around too much at the embassies and
yep.
with her boyfriend. And
right.
Otherwise, she would still be there. But
yeah, she put herself in.
I agree.
She had the virus of Chicago machine politics. And
she just got carried away with the social life, I think, of Washington, D.C., from what I understand.
I think you're right.
But anyway, then also Claude Burris, who became the first black lieutenant governor of the state of Illinois. So I support over my lifetime. Unfortunately, in California, I have not had that opportunity, but I've supported 5 African Americans, and three of them have won, 2 have not, and 4 of them were males, and 1 was female.
Mm-hmm.
So I go by the issues, but when it came to black candidates, I usually tend to favor them for the reason I just gave. But then it came to the office of the presidency, and of course, I had the opportunity to watch all of the debates.
Mm-hmm.
On the cable networks.
Right.
I think one was on regular, I don't know, I forget.
Carol, but anyway, just pick up the pace a little bit. Okay.
Hillary Clinton won the debates in my estimation, even though I was continuing to support Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, based on the debates and also her support for universal health care,
mm-hmm.
Which is very important to me, I decided to vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm not the only one. I met some other African-American women, by the way, in their 50s, 40s, and 20s,
mm-hmm.
who also voted for Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's an automatic that, therefore, that we're all going to vote for Obama. And if there is an Obama ticket in November, I don't think it's an automatic that all Hillary voters will automatically run over to Obama. Because
But the point he made, I think, is largely correct, that uh-huh. More of her voters would switch to him than his voters switching to her.
I think that's right, too, and I think that's sad. That's why I actually, if it would be possible, would support a Clinton-Obama or Obama-Clinton. I think a Clinton-Obama ticket would be more likely than an Obama-Clinton. I think she would more necessarily consider him as a vice presidential running mate because she would fill in her weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think because of his attitudes towards women, or at least towards Hillary, although he was very chivalrous in the last debate, he was
mm-hmm.
Amazingly polite towards her. I couldn't believe it. I didn't expect him to be that chivalrous, like holding her chair for her, too. That was
mm-hmm.
a bit much. But I don't think he would put her on his ticket. I think he'd find someone else.
I think you had two really big egos that have been in a a pretty bruising contest, and I don't think either one of them would select the other from personal choice.
Oh, well, look at Kennedy and Johnson.
Political,
Kennedy didn't really want to have Johnson as
political marriages often defy the feelings of the individuals involved.
That's
Carol,
right.
Thank you very much. Great to have you listening. We'll be back at you tomorrow, same time, same stations.
Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The check is almost in the mail.
It will empower individuals, not the federal government, to help grow our economy.
House Republican leader John Boehner on the compromise stimulus bill that won overwhelming approval in Congress today. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has details.
The final package will mean checks early this summer for well over 100 million American families. Pretty much everyone who works and makes under $75,000 a year, $150,000 for a couple. Changes made in the Senate add another 20 million seniors whose main income is Social Security, as well as veterans on disability. They'll each get $300. Most wage earners will get $600 a person, and there's another $300 for every child. So a couple with average income and two children will get an $1,800 check.
President Bush has already said he'll sign it. Mitt Romney bowed out of the presidential race today. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed has that story.
In a room packed with fervent conservatives, Mitt Romney was welcomed as their champion today, but joy soon turned to stunned disbelief as Romney announced he's suspending his campaign.
I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
Even many on Romney's own staff were caught by surprise. Just minutes before, they were hanging campaign signs. So why did he do it? After Super Tuesday, he had little, if any, chance of catching John McCain, and a long, bruising primary, he said, would only harm the Republican effort.
Romney stopped short of endorsing McCain. Two nights after the tornadoes, another calamity in the South, authorities in Savannah say dozens of people have been injured in an explosion at the Imperial Sugar Refinery. No fatalities reported. The cause is not known. They're using jackhammers to clear the debris left behind after twisters tore through the region. CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobier is covering.
Damage estimates aren't in yet, but they're expected to be in the billions of dollars. And when you see homes reduced to a tangle of wire and drywall across five states, you can understand why.
Tomorrow, President Bush visits Tennessee, the hardest hit state, with 33 fatalities. The overall death toll is up to 58. More than 60 suspected mobsters were rounded up today in the New York area and in Italy on charges that go back as far as 30 years. CBS News investigative correspondent Armin Katayan says they're accused of murder, extortion, loan sharking,